This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Noticed.
Don't have a ton of seniors on this football team. One of them is Florian, the kicker. One of them is Tate Shafto, who's been out for a couple of weeks. So basically, you're just playing with three seniors in the football game, and that just shows that the depth evidently continues to grow here with all these sophomores and a few juniors.
Yeah, that's true. We talked to some of the coaches before the game last week, and we said, hey, do you realize now that we're starting three seniors, one junior, and four sophomores on offense? And, you know, it sneaks up on you here late in the season because you don't really look at them as sophomores anymore because they have a whole season underneath their belt. And, you know, they've stepped up and played big in some of these games.
Another young man that probably had the biggest game of his young career was Brady Darby on Saturday. He played some nice defense for you.
Yes, he did. He was contributed on a lot of sacks. He picked up a fumble for, I think, a 17-yard touchdown and also picked up another fumble to get the ball back in our possession. So, yeah, for his first start as a defensive end, he did an awesome job.
Ricky Westland chatting with us here before they take on the Loomis Wolves. And Coach, obviously, has already been made light of. Pleasanton and Loomis have done some great battles on the basketball court, but this is probably the first real meaningful football game that you guys have played against each other, first ever meeting in the playoffs.
Yep, that's true. We talked about that a little bit at practice. You know, it's just a rich tradition or a rivalry here between Pleasanton and Loomis. You know, it's mostly seen at the postseason basketball when you get an FKC tournament down to the wire there at Holdridge. It's usually Pleasanton and Loomis year after year, and that's quite a battle. So, you know, both those schools will, you know, just doesn't matter what sport it is, we like to compete against each other, and the kids will have fun doing it.
Loomis does not have a big team, but they do have two really big kids, including Dylan Carmichael. Do you try and stay away from them, or how do you attack this football team?
Oh, you can do it a couple ways. You can make sure you run at him because you'll have blockers there on him, or just try to get the heck away from him as quick as you can because he is a big kid. I think they list him at 6'6", 300 pounds, and put those pads on. The biggest helmet as he wears could be up to 320 by then.
Ricky Westland joins us here. They're not very big in the backfield, Coach, although they have had some success running the football with Kalen Anderson. He is a young sophomore. Tell me what you see from their offense.
You mentioned that before, how big they are up front. But, you know, their backfield, they are small. But, you know, Loomis, if you look at their track history, they got a lot of speed. They have kids that are good at the jumps. So you kind of put that together. Looking at their whole school and their athletic department there, they have a good track program. And that's what I see in their backfield is a little 4x1 relay team back there running the ball for them.
Anything besides the big guys on the line that concerns you in this football game?
Yeah, cause they can mess some things up for your blocking scheme. If you know, we like to pull a lot, and if a big kid like Carmichael gets in there and shoots the right gap, it can cut down can blow up a whole play.
And Ricky, there are at least in this matchup a couple of comparison scores in there. Litchfield, you both took care of pretty handily. SCM was a whole different story. People tend to look at those. Do you look at those films?
Oh, not really. You can look at those scores and you can think yourself to death. It basically comes down to playoff time and big games is your guys got to come out and perform because everybody's set. You're not going to change a whole offense or defense at this point in the season. It's you got to beat the guy across from you. And if you can do that consistently for four quarters, you'll come out on top.
Well, it's round two. Should be a good football game. A little afternoon sunshine on us for the second playoff game in a row. We like that. And Ricky, best of luck to you and the Bulldogs. Hopefully we can chat again next week.
Well, thank you, Doug. And make sure Big Daddy has his copper tone.
that's a whole bottle, my friend. Ricky Westland, the head football coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back and hear from Dennis Reese of the Loomis Wolves right after this timeout.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Coverage of Pleasanton Bulldog Sports is brought to you by Barney Insurance of Kearney. For health, home, auto, farm, property, or life insurance, call Barney Insurance of Kearney today. And Barney Insurance's Pleasanton connection, Lisa Pates, sends a special shout-out for the Bulldogs' continued success.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio as we continue the second round of the state high school football playoffs. We're in Loomis this afternoon as the Wolves welcome in the number 2 seed in the West, Pleasanton, and we're joined by the head football coach at Loomis, Dennis Reese. And coach, hard to tell where to start with this football team. I guess A, congratulations on a great season. B, congratulations on a big win with kind of half your team last week in the opening round of the playoffs.
Well, you know, we've had some sickness going around here, Doug, with the H1N1, and we've had several players that didn't get to play up at St. Mary's, and most of them are going to be back for today, I think. So hopefully we're going to be able to field a pretty competitive team.
Talk to me about how you're able to be so productive at O'Neill St. Mary's with four guys that would start not being able to play in the football game.
Well, basically, we ended up with both of our ends didn't play on offense that start, and so we had some seniors who have practiced a lot and kind of were familiar with the system, but, you know, they just came up and did a great job. I mean, Brian Zackley and Josh Holt both had touchdown passes that they caught, and they just did a great job for us.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about how the season has progressed for you. Did you see that this was kind of the type of season that you might have?
Well, I knew we were going to get better as the season goes on because we were just so young. And on offense, for example, we only usually start one senior. And on defense, we've only been starting two seniors. So those kids, the more they play, the better they're going to get.
Talking with Dennis Reese, the head football coach at Loomis, as they get ready for the second round of the playoffs against Pleasanton. I guess it all kind of starts when you look at the numbers with Kalen Anderson. Not only does he run the ball pretty effectively, but when you throw the ball, he's usually the number one target.
He's just a superb athlete for us. You know, he's a great competitor.
Who do you use, I guess, besides him? I mean, you got a good base there when you have one kid that you can kind of rely on to run the ball or catch the ball for you, but you've had a couple of kids that have had to share the quarterback duties. You've had some other kids, plenty of kids have carried the football, I guess, for you.
You know, we've tried to spread that around a little bit because we're looking for people who can do things, and at this point, Josh Earsom has really stepped up at fullback for us, and he had a great game at St. Mary's, and I really think for a freshman, his best days are still ahead of him. He's getting better and better every week.
Kind of the same story, it looks like, Dennis, on defense. There's not anybody that's three or four times as good as anybody as far as the statistics go. It's pretty balanced.
You know, defensively, we really, really are based upon being able to have Dylan Carmichael force everything to the outside. And when teams can run straight at him, we're in trouble. But our linebackers have done a great job for us, filling up the running lanes and forcing things out to the corners, and then they force it into the sideline.
Ethan Nelson, Damon Steinbrink, a couple of the kids that have kind of been steady for you there all year long.
They've done a great job for us, and, you know, they've really stepped it up for us. And with Ethan being a little bit hurt the last three or four games, then Josh Earsom has stepped in at linebacker, the freshman, and he's done a great job too.
Well, you get ready for Pleasanton, and obviously you're familiar with the athletes that they have and how they love to run the football. How do you prepare for that running attack?
You know, you can't stop them. What you try and do is just limit them and force them into some things that will cause them to be less productive, because as good a team as they are, you just don't stop them.
In seeing Pleasanton time and time again, and any time you can use that play-action pass, and their young quarterback, Colin Janicek, has really kind of emerged as the season has moved along, where do you find that area where you can really put the guys in the box, but yet you're ready to go when they pull back and try to throw it to their big tight end?
Well, it makes it tough because with the receivers they've got, and you said big tight ends, they are huge. They're really big. And the Shafto plays, my goodness, he's a large one too, but the Reese kid is just unbelievable. But what we try and do is we're going to have to be forced to play some type of zone secondary and see if we can just let one go and go where the ball ends up.
Dennis Reese of Loomis is joining us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. How about special teams? Because as we've seen so many times, Pleasanton very strong there. What about your kick and punt return game?
You know, we've returned several kickoffs for touchdowns, so I feel pretty good about that. But at the same time, having said that, I know that their kicker kicks it in the end zone a bunch of times, you know, pretty regularly. So that's going to limit us that way a little bit. Punting-wise, if we can force a stop on them and force them to punt, we have a good kick return as far as punting return game, too. So I feel like we can do some things there. On the other hand, we also need to be able to kick off and cover very well because they have a great return game too. So that could be the difference in the game.
Can you compare what you're going to face here to anybody you played this year that might prepare you for this game?
Well, you know, they're a type of team where we've played Hayes Center, who's one of the top teams in our class, and they're very similar. They love to run the ball too, and they're a good defensive team also. So Hayes Center will be close. Anselmo Myrna was another one. And Myrna might like to throw the ball just a little bit more than Pleasanton, but they were a pretty good running team also.
Finally, Coach, with this game being played in the afternoon in the middle of the week, does that change any preparation or the way you get ready for this game?
Well, we're just working on some things with the cooks and things, getting dinner lined up for the kids, you know, so we can get them to eat and have a little bit of time to get their stomach settled down so that they're ready to go.
All right, Coach. Well, we're looking forward to a great area battle here between two FKC teams, and we wish you and the Wolves the best of luck. Thanks for the time.
You bet.
That's Dennis Reese, the head football coach of the Loomis Wolves, and we'll be back to Loomis for a look at the starting lineups on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this timeout.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on KXPN Kearney. As we are in the New Tech Seed pregame show, and it's time to take a look at the starting lineups for today's football game between the Wolves and Bulldogs, brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. First of all, the visitors today from Pleasanton. Not much change here. The center is number 59, a 160-pound sophomore, Aaron Winberg. The guards are number 45, a 210-pound senior, Matt Giffen. Number 53 is a 200-pound senior, Trent Pritchard. The ends for the Bulldogs are number 5, a 140-pound sophomore, Austin Pates. And the other end, number 15, 220-pound junior, Garrett Reese. In the backfield, the fullback is number 54, a 170-pound sophomore, Caleb Pritchard. The I-back is number 8, 210-pound senior, Sean Campbell. And the quarterback is number 3, a 150-pound sophomore, Colin Janicek. The head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs is Ricky Westland, assisted by Rocky Hatch. Pleasanton is a perfect 9-0 on the season, ranked 4th in the Omaha World Herald's updated D2 standings after their 74-14 victory in the opening round over Potter Dix. Now a look at starting lineup for the Loomis Wolves. At center, number 54, 300-pound senior Dylan Carmichael. At guards, number 35, 190-pound junior Damon Steinbrink. And number 42, a 205-pound junior, Jamison Bartra. The ends for the Wolves are number 41, a 175-pound sophomore, Matt Houston, and number 80, a 165-pound senior, Brian Zeckley. In the backfield, your fullback is number 34, a 165-pound freshman in Josh Earsom, and the I-back is number 10, a 150-pound sophomore, Kalen Anderson. The quarterback of the Loomis Wolves is number 4, a 135-pound junior in Alexander Walton. The head coach of the Loomis Wolves is Dennis Reese, assisted by Jason Maskey and Casey Verbka. Loomis is 6-3 on the season. They were a winner in the opening round of the state football playoffs when they hit the road and beat O'Neill St. Mary's by a score of 50-14. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Five Points Bank, they know what's in it for you. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back with more after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
Nichols Repair, Lammers Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammers Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to high school football action here on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda and Tony Davis with you from Loomis. We want to thank all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you today's high school football game. And Tony, there's no doubt about it. Pleasanton is the bigger football team, and I see that that is going to be a big, big factor in today's ball game.
Well, you certainly think so, although Dylan Carmichael up front for the Wolves may have something to say about it. He's listed at 300 pounds, a big, strong, physical kid that will get after it also. So, yeah, that could be one of the keys to this game, but speed will also be a key. Can Loomis contain Pleasanton's speed?
Well, you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, New Tech Seed. See Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We are about ready for the kickoff, and we'll have it for you after this 30-second timeout.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
We are ready to start this football game, and it's going to be a squib kick here, Tony, for Loomis and covered by the Pleasanton Bulldogs. I saw Loomis practicing that in the pregame, and it never really bounced for the youngster.
Yeah, that was just stayed right along the ground, and Dennis Reese is saying, what are you doing? That was not what we expected to start this ball game, Brandon Horst with the kick.
And so first down and 10, Pleasanton gets it right at midfield, and that's not where you want them to be. They give it to Sean Campbell off the right side, and he's already in the clear. 35-30, right sideline. Sean Campbell, first play, one man to beat, and they bring him down at the one. The tackle made by the safety, Kalen Anderson, a 39-yard carry to open this football game.
Well, James Bartruff had a one-on-one tackle on the outside coming from a linebacker position, Doug. Slid off of Campbell, and he was off to the races.
So, kind of like the game opened on Saturday against Potter Dix. And it's first down and goal here for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Let's see if Campbell gets it or if they go to Pritchard, the fullback. They will give it to Sean off the left side, and he is able to get into the end zone. It was well defended, but since he only needed a yard, that's all he got. And he's into the end zone, and it took all of 39 seconds to get onto the scoreboard. It's 6-0 Pleasanton.
Yeah, it couldn't have been a more disastrous start here today for the Wolves. Two plays later, touchdown, Bulldogs.
So they line up for the extra point kick. Florian Schiebald, the exchange student's been pretty good this year as we talked with Ricky Westland in the pregame interview, and he puts it up and he puts it through. So 11:21 to go here in the first quarter, and the Bulldogs will switch over to defense. It's 7-0 Pleasanton. We're back after this.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And we're welcome back to high school football here on ESPN Radio. And Tony, now it's Loomis's turn. I guess they put 50 points up last week. This team can score. If they're going to beat Pleasanton, it's going to be a shootout. I just, again, referring back to some of the strength, the size of this football team, they're going to have to win a shootout, aren't they? They are kind of a fast team as well.
Well, you're going to have to answer right back if you're going to have any confidence at all. I think that this could be a huge drive for the Wolves.
So we're ready to go with the kickoff here for Pleasanton after taking the lead. Shewald puts his foot into it. He kicks into the strong wind here, but it doesn't matter. He buries it right through there. Our wind at about 20 mile an hour today, Tony, as it blows from west to east.
Yeah, that's a huge weapon. That's plus 25 right there. They are in field position already.
And so first down and 10 here on, as we said, a windy afternoon. We'll do our best to keep the wind out of your radio as we can this afternoon, but we're broadcasting from outside here at Loomis
on the fourth floor of the press box.
It's
there.
Not bad, though. Good view out in the sun, and we'll see what the Loomis Wolves can do as they put young Alexander Walton under center out of the I formation. They're going to hand it off to the fullback, Josh Earsom, and Earsom's not going to get much, if anything.
Yeah, that was the defensive line stand right there. Kiffin shoots in. Along with number 50, along with number 15, Garrett Reese, who's a big part of that defense. One player that is back out there, Doug, we didn't see versus Potter Dix is Lucas Mills. He is a nose guard, and he is a pain in the absolute backside of every team that we've saw this year.
No gain for Earsom, so now they go too wide, and they will send Anderson in motion. And a swing pass to him out on the wing. He gets the catch, and he'll come out to the 20-yard line. And that's why Alexander has so many receiving yards. A lot of plays like that. They try to get him out there and use his speed. He'll get five. It's third and five.
Yeah, Jason Maskey's the offensive coordinator for this team. And you talk to some area coaches, they say the thing all the kid does is watch football and design game plans. He's got a variety of plays and a very, very deep playbook.
So it is third down and five here for the Loomis Wolves. The ball at their own 20-yard line. They'll go with an offset I formation, actually put a man in the slot to the left side, and back to pass under some pressure. Going to throw it deep, trying to get it downfield to Matt Houston, but overthrows him at midfield. Pretty good arm there for Alexander Walton with the wind behind him, and Pritchard was out there in coverage.
Yeah, I think the ball just absolutely sailed into that wind, never had a chance. Well shot over the receiver.
And so a three and out situation here for the Loomis Wolves, and Clay McNall is the punter.
Nobody back for the Bulldogs. Now somebody goes back.
Yeah, they'll put Jason Nichols dropping back. It's not like last week against Potter Dix. I actually expect Loomis to punt the ball. Here comes the rush. End over end kick, and it'll be fielded at the 33-yard line. Nichols makes the first man miss. 35, 40, left sideline, penalty flag. It's coming back. They'll bring him down at the Loomis 35, but the flag is at the Pleasanton 35-yard line.
Doug Carmichael all the way down the field. He was the first man in which Nichols had to miss. That's a big guy getting down the field before everyone.
That is going to be registered as a 28-yard punt.
Good coverage on the play by the Wolves. Looked like a wall might have been set up, but they just kept bringing people flowing to that football.
So Pleasanton already up 7-0 is going to be called for the illegal block in the back.
They're going to take this all the way back to the 25-yard line. It's where the Bulldogs will begin this drive. So.
First down and 10, 7-0 already. Pleasanton with the lead. 10:02 to go here in the first quarter of play. Doug Duden, Tony Davis with you on ESPN Radio. Here's the toss to Campbell off the left side, and he'll come bowling across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Pick up of about four.
Damon Steinbrink in on the stop for the Wolves, number 35 here today.
Sounds like this Steinbrink young man has a little bit of athletic ability in the family, I understand.
Well, good looking kid too.
Yeah.
He is my first cousin.
It is second down and five, ball at the 30. Staying in the out from West. Don't expect to see Pleasant to do anything too fancy, and they have it. Right side again, Campbell, and an ankle tackle by Clay McNall saves another huge gain. He gets the first down, a gain of six.
Like, I don't know, it was a huge gain. It was 6 points. He'd have been off the races once again on the outside. It's going to have to come down to the defensive lineman maybe doing some stunts or some different things, because this is straight-ahead blocking right now, and the Wolves are getting defeated.
That'll bring up a first down and 10 here for Pleasanton. They are 9-0, looking to get to 10-0. One of the best seasons ever. Fullback Pritchard started right, goes left, and he'll get a couple, maybe three. Let's see if they mark him all the way to the 39. They'll pick the football up and set it down right there. A 3-yard gain. for Pritchard. Caleb had a chance to get into the end zone three times last week against Potter Dick.
Yeah, Carmichael gets up off the bottom of the pile along with Kalen Anderson on the stop. Much better job of staying low. That's what you're going to have to do is take these kids' legs out from under them. They're too strong. You try and tackle up high.
D2 State playoffs on ESPN Radio. Second down and 7. Counter fake, and the quarterback, Janicek's going to keep it around the right side. And Loomis well covered. He brings it into Wolves territory at the 38. But those among the tackle, Damon Steinbrink's there again. Also is James Bartra.
Yeah, you look defensively at the statistics for this Wolves team. There's two people, Ethan Nelson, number 11, along with Damon Steinbrink, that have over 10 tackles, average over 10 tackles per ball game for the Wolves.
Going to call it a gain of 4. Third down and 3, Pleasanton at the Loomis 38-yard line. With 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter, Pleasanton up 7-0. Loomis had to run somebody off the field late. They give it to Campbell left side, and he is going to be brought down just across the first down line. A gain of 4 and move the sticks.
That was a late substitution, Doug. They ran Josh Holt out of the game because he was limping around out there. Somebody came down, looked to be just a shin injury, probably a bruised shin. He's trying to walk it off, but was walking very gingerly. They wanted to get him out of the ballgame.
So first down for the Bulldogs.
Toby Thompson came in for him. You look at this roster for Loomis, only 4 seniors on it, 2 starters on the offensive side. So they do have a group of young kids coming.
Fake to Campbell. They want to throw. Looking for Reese. Deep has time. The pocket breaks down, and Janicek is going to be sacked by the freshman Earsom. And Reese was covered downfield. Good job of playing football there by the Loomis Wolves. Clay McNall on the coverage, and Steinbrink is going to lose about 4 on the play. Or Janicek. I don't know why I said Steinbrink. Sorry. Janicek, and Loomis has a man down.
Yeah, Earsom made that sack that time, and Doug, I will say that Josh Earsom is the only eighth grader I've ever saw dunk in a junior high basketball game. He is very athletic. They're expecting big things out of him, and Steinbrink is the one that is down.
Yeah, he looks like he might have got stepped on, Tony. He's to his knees, but he's not ready to get up yet, and that would be a huge loss because, let's face it, Steinbrink, Bartruff, and Carmichael, they've got some guys on the line. And they are not, you know, in the D2 level, there's just not a lot of depth. Neither one of these teams are very deep. And so walking off the field will be Steinbrink under his own power. So it'll be second down and 14, and we'll see what Coach Ricky Westland and Rocky Hatch have planned for second down and 14. I'm not sure they lost yardage on a single play last Saturday. They'll turn and hand it to Campbell. He's hit the backfield, and he's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage. Toby Thompson in there to bring him down to the ground. Also in there was Jamison Bartrup, and it's going to be third down and 14.
Yeah, almost like he tried to bounce off of there, but Loomis have none of it. Two guys grab him and throw him to the ground. So good job of tackling on the outside by Loomis.
Well, two nice plays. Let's see if they can make the Bulldogs punt the ball here. 7-0 Pleasanton, 6:40 to go, third and 14 at their own 38. Straight back to pass, setting up a screen to Campbell. It is complete. Closing and breaking the tackle, 30, 25, 20. First down, steps out of another tackle at the 15. Brought down at the 11, but there is a penalty flag on the play.
And an immediate hold right at the point where he made the cut to get up the field. They'll bring this one all the way back, and it'll be third and about 25 after they get done with this one.
That's going to negate a 30-yard play. So hold on to Bulldogs. Their second penalty. And Loomis is going to get another crack here. Instead of this probably going to a 14-0 football game, now Pleasanton has to convert third and unmanageable. It's third and pack of lunchtime here. The ball will go all the way back to their 34-yard line.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of plays in the playbook for this situation. Although you try to convert that screen pass, would have been a nice conversion there for the Bulldogs.
Third down and 24 yards to go. Loomis fans trying to get their youngsters fired up here. It's back to pass, and then a late draw to Campbell. Campbell slips through one man, but is brought down by Josh Earsom. And I'm not sure he even made it back to the line of scrimmage. They kind of tried to do a delayed Statue of Liberty, and nothing there for Campbell. And a time to punt into the wind. So with the help of a penalty, but also some nice defense, Loomis is going to get the ball back and dropping back Kalen Anderson, the speedster, to return this punt.
Yeah, we saw the kickoff actually sail pretty low. It's shot well into the end zone. If he gets this ball up, but all we'll see how the wind affects it.
Matt Giffen to punt it. And he gets a really nice punt all the way back to the 4. Anderson up to the 10. Middle of the field, 15. He gets the sidelines, 20. Makes the man miss and brings it up to near the 25-yard line. Nice kick, nice return.
Yeah, it looks, looked like Anderson maybe had a hole and closed quickly, though. Good coverage by the Bulldogs.
That's a 42-yard punt into that wind, Tony. And they'll mark the ball down at the 23-yard line, so a 19-yard return. And Loomis takes over for the second time, trailing Pleasanton here at home 7-0 with 5.5 to go in the opening quarter.
We'll see. Special teams have been such a big part of so many ball games. The check mark certainly goes to Pleasanton so far in this one.
First down and 10. Back to pass is Walt. He's under some pressure. Steps around it. Ankle tackle. Steps out of it. Runs. 25, 30. Great seal block. 35. And a first down. Great block on the outside by Matt Houston that allowed him to get a lot more yards on that play. And a great run by Walt.
Well, I think Matt Houston actually fell down running his route, but still had the presence and peace of mind to just take a shoulder and take the legs right out from under the defender.
12-yard gain on the play. Makes it 7-0 in favor of Pleasanton. And now Loomis is getting closer to Bulldog territory here. On first down and 10 out of the I formation, Walton, toss sweep right side to Anderson. Anderson, midfield, leaps a man and gets to the 35-yard line. So the word track has been brought up more than once this week, Tony, and Anderson hurdles for about 5 more yards. That is a 9-yard gain, 2nd and 1.
He actually pulled the guard. It was Steinbrink on the outside shoving Garrett Reese out of the way, which cleared the path for that play to develop.
And Steinbrink back in the ball game, so that's good for the Loomis Wolves. 2nd down and 1 at the Pleasanton 35-yard line. I formation again. They follow Carmichael, the big center, and Anderson gets what he needs, a couple of yards and the first down for the Wolves.
Yeah, one of those didn't get much, didn't need much.
So after Pleasanton took 2 plays to score and 39 seconds, all of a sudden it settled down a little bit. Pleasanton is not up 3 scores like some people thought they might be at this point in the football game. Loomis now on 1st down and 10. At the 33, they send Anderson out of the backfield. They're not going to throw to him short. They want to throw to him deep one-on-one. And there's some contact and incomplete on the coverage is Austin Pates. He acted like he was going to run a straight fly pattern, but he ran a deep slant, Tony. And we'll see that play again later this afternoon. Incomplete, though.
Yeah, they like the one-on-one matchup on the outside. I think Walton, the ball just came out of there weird. It was not one of those tight spirals you like to see. It just kind of floated on him.
So
I think the wind's really affecting that, Doug, a lot more than people think.
Well, Walton has already shown he can throw the football, 135-pound junior. He just got to make sure he doesn't take a big hit because they might snap that youngster in half. He's not very big. They're going to play him out of the shotgun, send Anderson in motion again. Low snap. They'll hand it to the fullback. That didn't work. Earsome coming right through, basically untouched. It was Lucas Mills to make the tackle, a gain of 1.
Well, you think that's a huge advantage for Pleasanton, for Loomis, excuse me, with Carmichael matched up with the nose guard Mills. And Mills just so shifty, is so quick, gets around him, is disruptive in the backfield.
4 minutes and counting. You're listening to the D2 State Football Playoffs here on ESPN Radio. The winner gets Sargent coming up next Tuesday. 7-0 Pleasanton, 3rd down and 9. Back to pass, Walton. Quick little completion out here, and making a man miss is Brian Zegley, and Zegley will get the first down. Mark him at the 17.
Well, Austin Pates was the first man there, and he slid right off of Zegley, and Zegley picked up a nice play, just ran to the outside, no one was there.
Well, the coaches will tell you, Tony, in this game, you've got to tackle. And right there, the tackle's made. It's 4th down. The tackle's not made. And Zegley takes it all the way down to the 17 for a 14-yard completion and 1st down. 1st down and 10 at the 17. And, man, is Dylan Carmichael a large individual. It stands out even more at the 8-man game as they go spread formation here. And before they can get going, I think we saw the left end move for Loomis, and it's going to be the first penalty of the ball game on the Wolves. Waiting for the official indication here, but Loomis is already walking backwards. And it was not that.
Penalty on Loomis.
One of those penalties that even in the press box they're looking to see what that one was.
The 1st and 15.
I don't know what illegal equipment or something to that effect. It looked like it was a delay of game signal and then illegal equipment. So That's what I'm going to go with since I didn't have the placard out here in the wind to get blown away. It's a 5-yard penalty. It'll be first down and 15. I'm sure Coach Dan Moore knows what it is. We'll yell at him in just a second. Low snap, option play. They get it to Earsom. He slips as he tries to make the cut. And another late flag, Tony. I mean, the tackle's made and the flag then comes out. It's going to be a hold on Loomis. And they're at the 17 now. All of a sudden, they're going the wrong way.
Exactly right, Doug. You can't shoot yourself in the foot. You put yourself in a position with that third down pass where you make 14 yards. You're in business. And then two penalties. Now you got a mile to go.
It's going to be first and 25 here for the Wolves. So the good news is it's first down, so they don't need to panic and try and throw it to the end zone, although they might. And it is first down, ball marked back at the 33 of Pleasanton. 7-0 Bulldogs, 3.5 and counting here in the first quarter. Loomis on their second drive of the ball game. Zekley spread out wide to the right. They put Anderson slot left and sent him in motion. Sean Campbell right on him as a shadow. Pump fake, looking to throw deep. Behind the pattern is Anderson, and the ball is tipped by Campbell just enough to make it go off the outstretched hands of Kalen Anderson on a well-thrown ball. That was a perfect throw. Basically, that was a... I chalk it up as a perfect play, Tony. The pass was right in the hands, and Campbell just went stride for stride and reached out and tipped it.
Yeah, Anderson, I'm sure, frustrated right now. He didn't come down with that ball and probably have 6 points along with it. Doug ran into Carmichael and Parker Larson and Parker Lindstrom, and some of the Loomis fellas last night at the Axtell game, and I asked them if you guys have a chance. They said, well, nobody's giving us one. I said, well, how many people do you need to give you one? And they kind of laughed. So only us.
Second down and 25. There's a handoff to Anderson and another penalty flag. And this one might be on a face mask. And that would make it interesting, Tony. If it's a 15-yarder, it's an automatic first down.
Well, it looked like Garrett Reeves got a hand up in the face area. And there's only going to be a 5-yard variety, though. That's the problem. Of course, if it's a personal foul, it would be an automatic first down.
Exactly. It's going to be second down over, though. A 1-yard gain that time for Kalen Anderson as the wind picks up here at Loomis.
They can go back to that outside route and try to get someone down the field as well as they throw the ball.
It is second down and 20 to go now for the Wolves. Both men in the backfield out of the shotgun. Low snap again. Walton back to pass, trying to set up a screen. Now he's going to run, and he stuttered because he thought he'd have to cut it outside. The middle was wide open, and by the time he took off, Nichols wrapped him up around the ankle. He got a couple. It'll be third and 18.
Yeah, I wish he had that one over. If he went straight ahead, Doug, he'd have had probably 10, 12 yards on the play.
25.
7-0 Pleasanton, third and 18 at the 25-yard line. Tell you what, with the way the wind's howling, field goals would be definitely something that would be put into play in this football game if you're moving the way Loomis is here. But field goals are not going to be enough. Touchdowns will be scored in this contest, 7-0. So third and long, Walton takes the snap, fakes the swing pass, going to throw it deep over the middle, and Zekley overthrew him by about 5 yards. Pritchard on the coverage. One thing Pleasanton has to be a little concerned about, Tony. Last week, they knew they were playing a Potter-Dix team that was going to throw it every down, and they had excellent coverage, and they put pressure on the quarterback. Really, Loomis has had some open receivers here.
Well, that was the first time, actually. They did. They do have open receivers, but Garrett Reese was bearing down on Alexander Walton that time.
Well, Loomis is going to line up to punt. I would have a hard time believing that they will punt here from the 25, but let's find out if McNall can do something good. He's trying to draw him off. There's the snap. Yeah, he will punt it. And let's see what the officials say. And he will cough and corner it. And still walking, and they'll say 7-yard line. So an 18-yard punt, Pleasanton will start at the 7.
Well, I guess that's probably better than you can do most of the time. I think Loomis takes that, and then you got the Pleasanton pin deep here.
2:19 to go in the first quarter of play, and it is 7-0 in favor of the Bulldogs, and they'll take over at their own 7-yard line. They scored on two plays in the opening drive. They recovered a squib kick at midfield. Campbell took it to the 1 on the first play and then took it in on the second. Here they give it to Campbell around the right side, gets to the 10, gets to the 11, and that's where he will run right into Bartrup, who makes the tackle.
They're just too much of a push that time. They're getting down the field for 3-4 yards before he's going to make a decision. Then Bartrup is there. But that's what Pleasanton wants to do, just wear you down with that play, and then all of a sudden they're going to bust one big. Haven't saw them go up top yet tonight, but expect expect him to go to Reese down the field for a big play here after everybody gets sucked up and a little bit bored with the running game.
It'll be second down and six. Pleasanton has it at their own 11-yard line. They'll toss it and try to go right behind his quarterback, Janicek, is Campbell, and just picks up a couple out to the 14.
Carmichael on the stop.
Yeah, Carmichael right there, along with number three for the Wolves, Toby Thompson. Good job of that right side of the defensive line.
And immediately, Pleasanton calls the timeout. So Coach Ricky Westland, not overly thrilled with the way his team is doing things offensively since the opening possession. So with 1:27 to go here in the first quarter of play, Pleasanton 7, Loomis nothing. You're listening to the D2 State Playoffs on ESPN Radio.
Trotter Service of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotter Service in Pleasanton when you need on-site farm service, including bulk fuels and tire service. Trotter Service is here to keep your autos and farm equipment rolling. Trotter Service in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis with you here at Loomis, where it is 7-0, and Tony, Loomis playing pretty well.
Yeah, now the confidence shifts the other way. Pleasant is saying, hey, we thought we were going to put these guys away by now.
Well, they've put a lot of teams away early. So far, that's not the case. Third down and three here. They're going to give it to Campbell off the right side. He finds a hole, and he gets the first down. The ball came loose, and they're going to say that the ball was dead, I believe. No indication. They're just going to give the ball, though, to Pleasanton, about a four-yard gain, and move the chains. I think one of the things Ricky Westland probably told him is don't be looking to score every time you touch the ball. And that kind of seemed to be what Sean Campbell was looking to do because it had been so easy the last couple of weeks. Go ahead and lower the shoulder and get the tough yard. Sean will do that. Sean will be that kind of a runner. But I think just had to remind him, hey, we need first downs. You go ahead and make sure you lower your shoulder and run somebody over. And Campbell nowhere to go as Loomis brought everybody. And in on the tackle that time for the Wolves, Josh Holt and Damon Steinbrink. And you're right, Tony. It's either going to be this play or the next where Pleasanton will have to go to the air or run something to the outside. A loss of one for Campbell.
Well, you just start to see all those linebackers enamored with the run start flowing that direction. And they got loosen up too many people up there to block.
Well, if Pleasanton puts somebody in the slot, look for that in that end around. And Garrett Reese lines up as the right tight end, but they're in the I formation, second and 11, and back to pass is Janicek. He's under pressure, now throws over the middle. The ball's in the air, incomplete, and we're going to get pass interference intended for Austin Pates. Pressure up the middle by Dylan Carmichael to get him out of the pocket.
Doug, they're going to call Clay McNall for going through his back. I got to think the kid was actually going for the football, just the receiver was between him and the football.
And pass interference is the call, and that's a tough one, Tony, because it would have been third and 11.
Well, it's a pretty easy call, though. He went right through his back well before the ball got there. And I know they're disappointed at that, but one of those things that happens sometimes.
And you know, the killer in the eight-man game was just the 80-yard field. The 15 yards is a whole lot more in an eight-man game than it is in an 11-man game as far as length of the field and how far you've got to drive and just field position. A first down here for Pleasanton on the penalty. It'll be first down and 10 at their own 31 and back to Campbell, the workhorse over the left side. He gets the hard yards for five across the 35 down to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Steinbrink once again. Brody Gardner, another sophomore, teaming up on that tackle.
Second down and five. Doug Duda, Tony Davis with you here on KXPN. Kearney, little windy. Seems like the one or two times we have to set outside, the wind blows, Tony. How's that work?
Well, it's nicer in Omaha North, I will say that.
Well, the time will run out here in the first quarter. And after Pleasanton took just two plays to score in 39 seconds, it's been a defensive struggle. So at the end of one in this D2 second round contest, the Pleasanton Bulldogs 7 and the Loomis Wolves nothing. Back with more high school football after this.
Nichols Repair, Lammers Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammers Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year. and all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs! At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And we come back for the first play of the second quarter. They're going to hand it off to Campbell around the left side, and he's going to be tripped up. Tony falls forward for a couple. The ball actually fumbled out of bounds. And he's going to pick up two more yards because of that fumble forward.
Yeah, not many times a freshman is going to grab Campbell and throw him to the ground, but Earsom's so athletic on the outside, able to wrap him up. And actually, Campbell didn't really limp back the huddle, but got up slowly for the first time.
We will call it third down and three. Pleasanton at the 39-yard line. And Pleasanton's got to call a timeout, Tony, or else they would have been flagged here because they had too many men in the huddle. And the official saw him running right by him off the field, and so Pleasanton has to burn their second timeout after one play here.
Well, I know Ricky's frustrated out there, not exactly the execution you expect. You know, Doug, that's one of those things that when you're up 64-0 at halftime, you don't have to concentrate. Mentally, you don't have to be in the ball game. You're a better football team than Potter Dix was. Now, all of a sudden, guys, we got to focus and kind of get back to basics here. They haven't done that really here today.
Well, and in the grand scheme of things, no matter who moves on, and Pleasanton being the overwhelming favorite, but if Pleasanton does move on, I mean, everybody keeps talking, hey, this team's got a chance to be in the state finals or at least in the state semifinals. They've got to get that out of their head and concentrate about Loomis today and beat this Wolf ball club. And if they can win, this is the kind of game they need, though, getting ready for a Sargent ball club next week. Now, if Loomis wins, and boy, have they surprised people the last few years in the playoffs, they always find a way to upset somebody and move on. It's third down and three here for the Bulldogs. They'll go with an unbalanced attack here at that Wildcat, and it's a straight shot this time, and all over it is Loomis's Matt Giffen took the direct snap and didn't get anywhere.
Matt Damon Steinbeck is 3 yards in the backfield. He slowed him down, and then I believe that was number 42 Bartroff stopping him just for nothing.
Well, they broke this out earlier this year in the game we did over at Hampton, and it worked very, very effectively. But once you see it on film, you know what's coming defensively.
Yeah, Doug, now a decision. Do they punt it away or do they go for it? It looks like they're going to go for it.
Well, this is gamble time. Fourth and three at their own 39-yard line. Wildcat formation again. Direct snap to Giffen. This time he hands it off and they didn't get it. He hardly got back to the line of scrimmage, Tony.
Well, Josh Holt flew into the backfield. Gets right around the ankles, tripped him up, and he just fall into a pile of wolves.
Now, you think?
Are the wolves in a pile?
A pack? There was a whole pack of wolves. Well, they gave it to Campbell, and Campbell couldn't even get his feet started. He got to the handoff, took one step, and he was going down. And so, turning it over on downs, and Loomis will have it first and 10 at the 38-yard line of Pleasanton. Pleasanton leading 7-0, first minute, second quarter. They give it to Anderson on a deep toss, and he gets hit hard by Matt Giffen behind the line of scrimmage. It'll be a loss of one.
Doug, you mentioned the 15-yard penalty and how much different it is when one's assessed in the 8-man game. Well, field position, you just gave them the ball on your side of the field when you could have had them down pinned deep. You got to believe with a punt.
Don't forget, later today, Pleasanton's volleyball team plays for a district championship against Greeley-Wallback. You'll hear it on our sister station, 98.9 FM, KKPR. First serve at 8 o'clock tonight from St. Paul so that everybody has plenty of time to get there. Second and 11, Loomis. Fake the toss, back to pass. Walton, Nichols around his ankles. He gets the pass away. The throw out front, incomplete. And do we get a late flag? Yes, we do. Pass interference, trying to get it to Houston. Caleb Pritchard knocked it away, and I guess, Tony, very similar to the pass interference right that just got called on Loomis. And
pass interference.
I thought it was pretty good defense by Pritchard, but He's since playing the football. Yeah, since they called it last time, they're going to call it this time.
That's one of those. He's playing the football. The problem is the receiver's in front of you and got position on you. Kind of one of those basketball. It's almost a basketball play. The guy's got position on you. You got to get in front of him and go around him instead of through him.
Well, that'll move the ball down to the Pleasanton 24-yard line. Pleasanton 7 and Loomis nothing. You're listening to the state playoffs on ESPN Radio. And Loomis, well, they don't have to worry about butterflies anymore. They're in this football game. They line up in the I formation. They'll turn and they'll pitch it to Anderson, and Anderson nowhere to go. He is going to be brought down by Reese. And right now, Tony, Nichols is getting into the backfield almost every play. Somebody is missing a block on Nichols.
Well, Nichols is a player that's really played well late in the season. Bring him along a little bit slower, maybe because of that sophomore. Didn't have a lot of varsity experience entering this year, but really playing well here late in the season.
It's going to be a loss of 4. Second down and 14 now back at the 28-yard line of Loomis. They'll split the backs. No wideouts. And they'll hand it off Anderson, and he's thrown down by Reese again. And this is kind of what Pleasanton did last week, Tony. They were doing it against the pass. Now they're doing it against the run. They're bringing everybody. If Loomis decides to pass, it's man-on-man. But outside of that, they're bringing everybody in a loss of 3. It's 3rd and 17.
Well, they got Loomis going into that wind, and I think they must figure that's a huge advantage. They're afforded the luxury of bringing some extra people, but nobody's touching. Reese coming from his middle linebacker position. Mills tying up Carmichael. He's going right through everybody.
Zekley will line up wide to the left side. And they will send Anderson in motion to the left as well. So Twins that side. Low snap drop. Pick back up. Walton trying to run. And he is going to be brought down by Lucas Mills for another loss on the play. And so the defense of Pleasanton is coming up big right here.
Yeah, Walton wanted to stand back there longer, just didn't have time. The pocket collapsed around him. He tried to get out of there, and there were two white jerseys right there, including Lucas Mills.
So that'll be the first sack of the ball game for the Pleasanton defense, and now getting ready to punt it away for the third time, Clay McNall, the 155-pound sophomore, now punting into this big wind that we got about 20 miles an hour, even gusting a little higher. Low snap. He picks it up. There was no rush, so he's got time to kick it away. And he kicks it out of bounds, way short down the right side. Let's see where they finally mark him out at. They have yet to put where this football is. It's got to be close to the 15-yard line. It was more off the side of his foot. And they will mark it just short of the 15 at about the 13. So punt that time about 22 yards.
You know, into that wind, Doug, I think pretty fair punt again. Nothing spectacular, but you get them inside the 15-yard line. You don't want them to return the ball, certainly, here in the 8-man game and the playmakers that the Pleasanton has. So kick the thing out of bounds.
Ball is marked at the 13. First down and 10 here for Pleasanton, leading it 7-0. And out of that I formation, they'll give it to Campbell. He's trying to come up the middle and runs right into Mr. Carmichael for a gain of 1.
Carmichael just swallows him up. Listed at 300 pounds. He's 6'2" or 6'3". And now if Carmichael having some equipment problems, he's going to have to come out of the ball game.
Second and 8. In for him will be
number 53, Brandon Horst.
Second down, 9 yards to go here. Ball at the 14-yard line. Pleasanton up 7-0. They scored in 39 seconds to start the contest. And it'll be second down and 9. They'll turn. They'll hand it off to Campbell again, and he is hit hard again by Steinbrink. Well, now it's going to be adjustment time for Pleasanton, Tony, because they've tried some different things, but they have not found a way to get the big yardage that they were getting in the first quarter, first couple of drives.
Doug, it's like they have no confidence at all in their passing game, which we saw them do relatively well at times this year.
And the wind howling behind their back right here for young Colin Janicek. He has yet to attempt to pass the football. Well, he did. He got sacked, but he has not put the ball in the air yet. He will try here. Back to pass. Got it out to Campbell on a screen. It's complete, but short of the first down. Well covered again. Kalen Anderson's over there along with Brody Gardner, and that'll bring up fourth down. And so the attitude and the mood here on this early Thursday afternoon in Loomis has severely changed. Maybe a little worry on Pleasanton's sideline. And even on Loomis's sideline, they've been cheering. But now I think they're kind of wondering, are we in this game?
Well, they're certainly in this game. See how big this punt is.
A 1-yard completion. The boot is away, and that might end up in our lap.
Was that?
That, I mean, we're situated about 15, 20 yards behind the Loomis sideline here, and Gippen right off the side of his foot and that ball goes out of bounds. They're going to mark it at the 30-yard line. Tony, that is a 15-yard punt.
Yeah, just he was under some pressure from his opposite side, kicked it away from that pressure, and the ball just shot off the side of his foot. So not a good punt. The Wolves are back in business.
Well, he was not very deep behind the line of scrimmage. He was really kind of lined up as an eye back and took a half step and punted it, and it did not work out. 7-0 Pleasanton, 7:23 to go here in the second quarter of the D2 state playoffs, and Loomis has the football. First down and 10 at the 30. They will pitch it to the right side, and here's some of the fullback, nowhere to go, and they are going backwards on the Loomis offense.
Well, they keep running these sweeps to the outside, and apparently they saw something on film that said they had an advantage out there, but Pleasanton's getting people 3 yards in the backfield, and they're a loss of three every time. I think they're going to have to throw the ball.
Second down and 13 after the 3 yard loss. And Pleasanton has not really utilized Kalen Anderson much here lately. He is going to line up wide to the left side. And now they move Zekley in motion from right to left. Again, a low snap. They'll run the option. They'll pitch it to Earsom a little bit behind him, and then he is just drilled out there by Matt Giffen, and they're going to lose more yards. Pretty soon they're going to be negative yardage on the rushing game, Tony, and that's going to be a 5-yard loss, 3rd and 17.
But once again, Pleasanton just sending so many people, there's not enough to block them. It's just a numbers deal. They're overmatched numbers-wise defensively on offense.
And Dylan Carmichael's got to get that ball up to Walton. It's consistently a low snap in that shotgun situation there, and it kind of breaks the first step of the play down a little bit. If Walton wants to run or run option, he's got to wait for the snap. And see, it's rolled back to him again. Now they run a reverse here with Kalen Anderson, and he is going to get about 3 yards up to the 35-yard line of Pleasanton. They moved Anderson in motion from right to left, and instead of running option to the wide side, they gave it to the man in motion, and it's going to be another punting situation.
Trent Pritchard there for the stop of the Bulldogs, but Dougie, third and 10 or third and 20, whatever it was, you fully expect a pass, a trick play, something, so they expect in that play.
So another punt here and into the wind for the Loomis Wolves. Good snap. And McNall, there's a pretty good punt. It's going to hang up in the wind just like he wants it to. And it bounces at the 5 and takes a Pleasanton roll and goes into the end zone. So it is a 35-yard punt, but it ends up in a touchback. And Tony, right now, offensively, 12 yards rushing for Loomis, 19 through the air. And the last couple of drives, they've actually went backwards.
Yeah, that's disappointing. They're going to fix some things, but that goes back on first down. You've got to get in second and manageable situations. You're putting yourself in second and 13, second and 15 situations the last two drives.
7-0 is the score. Pleasanton has the lead. And they have the ball again here. Back to pass out of that Wildcat is Giffen. He's rolling. There's nobody to throw to. And now he's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage by Josh Earsom. They tried to just throw it out to Campbell. And Reese was in the area as well. But there's going to be a loss of 5. Wildcat not working.
Birdie Gardner, Josh Earsom, both on Campbell. That's exactly that was the one read that he had to go to. They're just taking Campbell out of this equation. And we saw how many different weapons they were able to use the other night versus Potter Dix, and well, you could probably use several weapons against Potter Dix, but we saw him hand off the fullback. We haven't saw the variety of plays we saw the other night, have we, Doug?
It'll be second down and 15 at their own 10-yard line, 4:40 to go. Here in the first half, it's still 7-0 Pleasanton. And Giffen out of the option, Wildcat, he'll pitch it. Hit the backfield is Campbell, and is able to get back to the line of scrimmage, maybe pick up a yard on the play, but Sean Campbell only getting one, and he was hit deep in the backfield as well. So the lines, where's our problem on the line here, Tony? Because both lines are pretty strong, but they're both getting blown up. The defensive line, that it's the same kids, are blowing up the offensive line.
Yeah, Bartruff was 5 yards in the backfield, making Campbell juke and jive and go place he didn't want to go on that, and then the help showed up.
Third down and 14, Wildcat again. Giffen direct snap. He's just going to keep it and come straight up the field, tries to get to the corner, gets to the 20, to the 21, and he'll be drugged down there, and it'll be fourth and long.
Doug Loomis blitzed number 35, Damon Steinbrick, that time. Steinbrick occupies the center and the guard, and then once again, the numbers just flow to the ball carrier.
about a 7-yard gain, but it's still going to be fourth down and about 8 yards to go. And now Giffen will drop back to punt. He shanked the last one.
Well, he's got to get back further than this with that wind behind him, doesn't he?
And pressure, but he gets the kick away. Boy, Anderson was almost there. It's fielded at the 30-yard line by McNall, up to the 35, makes another man miss. And then he's going to be brought down, and there he goes. The ball is loose. Are they going to call that a fumble? They're acting like it's a fumble, but Pleasanton cannot cover it. The hit made by Colin Janicek. Loomis has the football. Dennis Reese saying the ball is down, but the official said no. I mean, he called that a fumble.
Yeah, it certainly did. There was a scrum for the ball. Two green jerseys, one white jersey. They awarded Loomis back the football. Carmichael continues to have problems with that helmet. I think hopefully they got it fixed now, and he's back in there.
It's only a 29-yard punt that time for the Bulldogs and a return of about, let's make that a 34-yard punt, and a return of about 8. First down and 10. Loomis at their own 34-yard line, trailing 7-0. Low snap. They have to pick it up. Walt wants to throw. It's complete, but only for a yard out here to Zekley.
Yeah, once again, you mentioned those snaps continue right around his shoes. He's got to go down and get every one of those. Going to have to get those up.
Well, Tony, that should not be a problem in the 10th game of the football season, but obviously Carmichael's worried about all that pressure that's coming up over him. That is why I think the snaps are getting a little more off the mark here. He's more worried about blocking than he is getting the ball back to his quarterback, and so they're going to put Walton right up under center. On second down and 9 at the 35. Handed off Anderson, counterplay, a little bit of room over the right side, gets to midfield, still on his feet, play not blown dead, and he's still on his feet, down to the 34-yard line. That's one of the plays where it looked like he got tackled, but he had put his hand on the back of a Pleasanton player and kept the momentum going. That's a gain of 10.
Yeah, he stayed on top of a pile, kept rolling and spinning. Nobody gets a knee down and nobody takes him to the ground. Good pickup on the play by Anderson.
Well, a good job of a good job there by the officials to not blow that play dead. First down and 10 here, Loomis. They've got all of their timeouts at the Pleasanton 35. In motion from right to left will be Anderson. Walton has it, steps up, and he is sacked by Garrett Reese. Boy, Tony, they're sending everybody. They're absolutely just leaving Pates and Campbell back there on an island, and they're doing their job. And a sack and 5-yard loss.
You're right. You just said it. Pates and Campbell back there, one-on-one coverage. They're just saying, okay, guys, here's 6 guys going up against your 5 up there, and it's just not working.
Well, they want Walton in the shotgun, so he has that extra half second to get the ball down the field, but they can't get the snap to him, so they have to put him under center, and it's kind of a catch-22 here for the Loomis Wolves on second and 15. Back at midfield. Fake the toss sweep. Now he's got some time. Rolls right, tries to run, but tracking him down again is Reese. And he'll drop it behind the line of scrimmage. That goes down as the third sack here of the ball game. A loss of a couple. It'll be third and 17.
You know, Reese plays end on offense and middle linebacker on defense. He's a great team up there with Mills because a lot of the time he will go up and tap Mills on his behind, tell him which way he wants him to go, and then he goes the other way, really confusing the offensive line for Loomis.
And Walton, I think, a little shaken up, and Coach Dennis Reese is just going to let the time run down, and then he's going to burn a timeout here because they're going to be facing third down and about 17 yards to go, and that's what happens. So timeout on the field, third and 17 at their own 38-yard line, 1:19 to go here in the first half, and the score is quite a surprise, Pleasanton 7 and Loomis nothing. We'll be right back.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Coverage of Pleasanton Bulldog Sports is brought to you by Barney Insurance of Kearney. For health, home, auto, farm, property, or life insurance, call Barney Insurance of Kearney today. And Barney Insurance's Pleasanton connection, Lisa Pates, sends a special shout-out for the Bulldogs' continued success.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, ASICS, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back to high school football here on ESPN Radio. Doug Duda and Tony Davis with you here from Loomis, Nebraska. 7-0 coming up the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Pleasanton has the lead. We will talk volleyball. We'll talk football. So stay with us. Right now, a 3rd and 17 is what's facing Loomis at their own 38-yard line. And a hard count, and they let the play go. The ball snapped, and running for his life is Walton. Comes around the left side, gets the corner, 40-35.
Actually, tackled the play by Ricky Westland over there on the Bulldog sideline.
Well, that was very, very strange. It looked like Pleasanton had jumped off sides, and they never threw a flag, and Walton ran for his life and ended up picking up about 6 yards. It's going to be 4th and 12.
That was one of the best offensive plays of the half for the Wolves.
And they're going to have to punt the ball, but running out of bounds, the clock doesn't continue to run, which they would have hoped here. McNall will take the snap. Good one this time. Play high in the air, and this one's going to get eaten up by the wind. Just kind of sets there. It'll bounce at about the 10, and then Loomis punched the ball in the end zone.
Well, now they're going to call
it. They're trying to down it. A flag came out for illegal touching, but they're going to have to pick that flag up because he was trying to down the ball, and actually he punched it, and it went into the end zone. This should be a touchback for Pleasanton. First down at the 15-yard line with exactly 1 minute to go here in the first half of play. One of those things you just don't see every day, so the officials have to discuss what it was. Illegal batting of the ball is throwing it or kicking it, and what they did here was kind of run into the ball. All the momentum was right behind the youngster from Loomis that hit the ball, and it went 7 yards. So let's see what our referee tells us. See, they're going to call illegal touching. That's not illegal touching. That is not illegal touching. It's not going to make, I don't think, a whole heck of a lot of difference here. It's probably going to be about a 5-yard penalty from where the flag is, and they're still going to end up around the 15-yard line.
Well, they take the result of play, don't they? Just decline the penalty and get the ball at the 15?
Now, I'm guessing the guys in the hats will get this sorted out. They call illegal touching. They will decline the penalty, and it will be first down and 10 at the 15-yard line. Once they mark the football, and there we go. Okay, so it all works out. Penalties decline. And again, hey, there's been a few times we've been on the guys in the striped shirts this year. These guys so far have handled a couple of weird calls and done it well.
Well, that ball bounced straight up in the air. I think Campbell was actually going to try and field it then. So the Loomis player got there first.
First down and 10, and back to pass Janicek. Wants to throw for it all to Reese. Double coverage. The ball is tipped and incomplete. Knocking the ball away is Josh Holt at midfield.
Great defense coming from the backside, going up over the top of Reese, not making contact with him, knocking the ball out of there.
Now, Tony, yesterday over at Ravenna, we saw a play set up another play, and that could be exactly what we're in for here. With 54 seconds and one timeout, if Ravenna's really trying to score, then they've got something in the hopper right here and might be looking for Pates coming the other way. Let's see. Back to pass, Janicek. Exactly what they do. Over to Pates, and he didn't see it. It's incomplete, or it's intercepted. Intercepted by McNall, and up to the 20, to the 15, and another chance here for Loomis. Clay McNall with the interception.
Well, that's exactly what you didn't want to do if you're a Bulldog fan, is see the ball overshot, well out in front of his intended receiver. McNall just playing the center fielder back there, basically thrown right to him.
And that was, I think, more on just some miscommunication, because I think Pates was supposed to be going deep, and he ran almost right into Reese on a crossing pattern. So with 46 seconds left, it's 1st and 10 here in the first half for Loomis at the 15 of Pleasanton. Walton back to pass, has time, throws to the end zone. It's intercepted right back. Interception, Pleasanton in the end zone, Sean Campbell, and they were trying to get it to Brian Zeekley, and he comes away with the interception. So the moment of anticipation for Loomis is quickly dashed.
Loomis coaching staff wanted to say that Campbell was bobbling that football as he went out of bounds. I think it looked to me like Campbell clearly caught the ball, took a couple steps before he went out of bounds. So we'll see if Pleasanton elects here just to get to halftime with this lead and try and regroup.
Well, they have got some weapons out there, and even if they try to, I don't see him kneeling it. Back to pass. Rolling Janicek. Now he's going to run 15, 20, making sure he gets out of bounds. Kalen Anderson will push him out at the 21. It's going to be a gain of 6 there for Janicek.
Yeah, get Janacek on the outside there. Good job of pursuit and flowing to the football that time by the Wolves. Had everybody got sucked up inside, Janacek just had a clear path to the outside, Doug.
32 seconds to go here. Pleasanton has yet to register a first down in the second quarter. Janacek with Pritchard in the wing to the right side. Back to pass, has time, has all day, and for some reason decides to run. And Carmichael says, thank you very much, and he's going to drop him for a loss and a timeout on the play. Pleasanton will have to burn their final timeout here. They're still looking to score with 23 seconds to go. A loss of one for Janacek, the second time that he has been sacked in the football game. So 23 seconds to go before the half. It's Pleasanton 7, Loomis nothing. We're back in 30 seconds.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors, and they can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. Pleasanton Meat Processing says, tear them up, Bulldog!
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Doug Duda along with Tony Davis as we approach halftime here in this D2 second round contest. And it looked like it was going to be a shootout, and all of a sudden it's 7-0. You could have given me a lot of scores to predict at halftime. 7-0 wasn't one of them. Pleasanton has the lead.
Yeah, two plays in, it looked too easy. It looked like the Bulldogs were going to roll, and then all of a sudden the defenses for both teams decided to show up, and it's been a stalemate ever since.
What we see here is third down and 5 for Pleasanton. The ball is at their own 20-yard line, out of timeouts. Giffen is actually going to take the direct snap here. Nobody else is in the backfield. Campbell, they move in motion. They give it to Sean, trying to get to the corner. He's got the 30, the 35, and he is going to be pushed down. Excuse me, the 32-yard line is what they'll say. He is down. That is good enough for a first down, though. He picks up 12, and they'll have to hustle up while they remark the chains. Campbell had 69 yards in the first quarter. He had 5 yards in the second until that run. But the clock running 8-7. They huddled up. They don't have any timeouts. This is the last play of the half. Janacek drops back to pass, looks for it. He'll throw it as far as he can for Reese. Double coverage. The ball's tipped it incomplete, 20 yards short of the end zone. And that will take us to the halftime. And what a half it's been for the Loomis Wolves. They are healthy. They got a couple of extra days of practice. And they are in this football game. Now, albeit they're not moving the football, but their defense has done a great, great job. At the half, the Pleasanton Bulldogs 7 and the Loomis Wolves nothing. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. But, Tony, there's something that Pleasanton's going to have to work on. That they got the ball back with 40 seconds, and they tried to go 65 yards, and there wasn't anything in that whole array that looked good offensively the last few seconds there for Pleasanton.
Yeah, that's fine. You want to run a two-minute drill? Then run a two-minute drill. You can't huddle up with 12 seconds to go and think you're going to have something positive happen to you. You got to be really confused right now if you're the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Other than the first two plays, Doug, you've got absolutely zero going for you. Everybody's been keying on Campbell so much. The people just having wreaking havoc in the backfield. I know Ricky and his coaching staff have got to be shaking their heads right now saying, what do we do? I know we got to loose them up, but I'm not sure they can throw the ball well enough as Loomis is playing defense in their backfield.
Well, Loomis is headed to the locker room. Pleasanton is in the end zone, and the coaches, both staffs, and of course here at 8, man, you've got 4 for Loomis, you got 3 for Pleasanton, Rocky Hatch and Ricky Westland are standing about 20 yards away from the team, talking about what they want to do, and Dennis Reese and his staff doing the same thing here at midfield. I don't think Loomis is going to change much, but they've just got to find a way to get things going offensively. I think if they give Walton time to throw the ball, they're going to be in business, at least moving the ball offensively. I don't think it's going to be any kind of a big surprise what Pleasanton needs to do. You got to go in and challenge your guys on the line to start laying some blocks. Sean Campbell should be able to take it outside at will in this football game. And as the first half progressed, Tony, they got away from that. They didn't give him an opportunity to get outside.
Well, Doug, if you're Loomis, you certainly like the fact that it's 7-0 and you find yourself right in the middle of this ball game. Although you look back and go, we complete 2 of those passes down the field, we've totally loosened up that defense. We're probably to do and operate a lot more of our offense, what we want to do. So I think you got to come out in the third quarter and you got to complete a couple of those passes and loosen this thing up a little bit.
Let's take a break. Well, completing passes, neither quarterback's had any time to even look downfield in the second quarter. So you got to get better. That's exactly what's going on here. You've got two teams that are just tearing it up defensively, and somebody's going to have to find a way to make that block on the offense and spring the right play. But it's a surprise here at the half. Pleasanton 7, Loomis nothing. You're listening to the D2 State High School Football Playoffs on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. We are Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Trotter Service in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes. See Trotter Service in Pleasanton when you need on-site farm service, including bulk fuels and tire service. Trotter Service is here to keep your autos and farm equipment rolling. Trotter Service in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs.
Doug Duda along with Tony Davis, along with our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson. It is time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here on ESPN Radio and Ravenna Sanitation, a longtime sponsor. We want to thank them. They say your trash is their treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. The wind continues to howl here at Loomis. It seems like it's getting stronger as the game moves along. It's been right around 20 all day long, 15 mile an hour maybe when they are warming up, but it's kicked up to about 20 here as it blows from west to east as the field sets here at Loomis. It's 7-0. Pleasanton has the lead over the Wolves at the half, and a little Fort Kearney Conference pride, a little Fort Kearney Conference rivalry, I think, is playing into this football game, Tony, and the line for Loomis is doing their job.
Yeah, Doug, you're certainly 9-0 Pleasanton entering this contest, 6-3 Loomis. You thought, well, this deal could get ugly early, and after two plays we thought that was the case, but the line stepping up and playing very, very well. And I think at times the lack of passing by both teams is allowing you to sneak more people over there and just have a numbers game. You got too many people to block, and you're getting people in the backfield immediately and making people change direction. Then help shows up. Campbell hasn't gotten to the outside for the big play other than that first play. And let's be honest, Bartrup had an opportunity and slid off of him on that first play. If he makes that tackle, we would very, very, very well may be scoreless right now.
And your score is 7-0 in favor of Pleasanton at the half. There's only one other game coming up today, and that is Perkins County of Grant taking on Cambridge. Perkins County with one of the huge upsets of the opening round, 16-13 over North Platte St. Pat's.
Yeah, Doug, I think that was one of those upsets you didn't see coming. You mentioned yesterday, you look at the brackets on the western side, it certainly looks to be the easier bracket right now with Sutherland advancing over Blue Hill last night. Perkins County is Team Cambridge, I think, should take care of tonight. So then you're down to those teams. And then the other teams in that west are Creighton and Hardington. And Hardington looks to be a very, very good football team that we got to see yesterday.
We're going to take a look at the brackets. We'll talk a little bit about tonight's Pleasanton District volleyball matchup as well. So keep it here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your score at the half, Pleasanton 7, Loomis nothing.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dawgs.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at some of the playoff games that are still to come, and we will start in Class A. These games we played on Friday night, the big one in Grand Island. Folks, go watch this. I mean, if you want to watch football, Elkhorn is supposed to be the best running team in the state. Grand Island may be one of the best defenses in the state. Grand Island found a way to beat Omaha North. They are going to host Elkhorn tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Other Class A games, Millard South is at Papillion La Vista. On the other side of the bracket, Norfolk is at Millard West, and Lincoln Southwest is at Lincoln Southeast. And for the Kearney fans, this was brought up the other day. Do you realize that four teams in the Kearney district have advanced on?
You know, it's one of the toughest ones in the state, Doug. They knew that. They knew that in the last week of the season when, if they had they beat Lincoln Southeast, Southeast would have fallen all the way to number four in that district and still got in. So, it's one of those things that just kind of a bad draw for the Bearcats.
Class B will also be played tomorrow. Adams Central making the trip out to Gehring. That's a 2:30 kickoff, and you can hear that game on 12:30 a.m. KJS, beginning with a 2:15 pregame tomorrow. Kickoff at 2:30. Adams Central at Gehring. Also in the West, Aurora is at McCook at 7. In the East, Omaha Scott is at Crete, and Blair will be at Waverly. In Class C1, these games will be played on Tuesday. In the West, Crompton will be at Hastings St. Cecilia. Kickoff has been set for 3:30. You'll hear it on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. And Broken Bow is going to travel to Shadron, and they decided, you know what, we're just going to go ahead and play a night game. And so Broken Bow at Shadron, 7 o'clock Central Time Tuesday night. In the East, Boys Town will be at Syracuse, and Bishop Newman will be at Norfolk Catholic. In Class C2, in the West, Sutherland knocked off Blue Hill, snapping their three-year run into the finals. The defending state champions fell 14-12 last night. They'll take on the Cambridge Perkins County winner. That game being played in Grant tonight at 6 o'clock. Also, Creighton will be at Hardington Cedar Catholic. The East half of the bracket in C2, Elmwood Murdoch beating preseason number one Archbishop Bergen. Elmwood Murdoch winning that game 14-13. They'll play at Ponca. And Humboldt Table Rock Steiner will play at David City Aquinas on Tuesday.
Ponca's a team that's just been rolling along, Doug. Yeah, that game was close last night early, but the Ponca able to get another win.
In D1, in the eastern half of the bracket, Bancroft Rosalie will play at Johnson Brock, and Howells will play at Exeter Milligan. And give credit, Exeter Milligan playing well here in the playoffs, and then now they get Howells. See if they can slow them down at all. In the West, Overton will be traveling to Giltner. That game will kick off at 7 o'clock. You will hear that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. And Amherst will be playing at Palmer. Great win for Amherst last night, the one-point win over Maxwell. They'll play at Palmer, 5:30 on Tuesday. Now, we will have that game. One of the games, Amherst game and Pleasanton games, we will cover on ESPN and Classic Hits 98.9. It all depends on the kickoff time. Well, it could be Loomis. I'm sorry. I don't know why I keep thinking this. I'm just assuming it could be Loomis, depending on how that works with Sargent. We will have Loomis Sargent or Pleasanton Sargent, but we'll have to wait and see with the kickoff time, and we will have Amherst as well for you. And finally, in D2, it will be Chambers at Hayes Center. That's a 5 o'clock kickoff. Then Sargent will play the winner of this game. In the East, Ewing's at Hampton. That's been set for a 3 in the afternoon ball game. I think that could be a fun one to watch. It sounds like Alex Dose is back and healthy and is doing some very good things. Also, Elgin Pope John, a team that came into the playoffs at 5-3, has knocked off 7-1 Lawrence Nelson. And last night, they knocked off 9-0 Bloomfield. They'll be at Humphrey St. Francis, one of the teams that got him earlier this year.
He's certainly been one to do-si-do all through defenses this year.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. We'll let everybody go throw up in the sink, and we will be back in a moment. It is 7-0 in favor of Pleasanton at Loomis at the half. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We're back with the stats next.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year, and all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs! Honey, hurry! We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Doug Duda along with Tony Davis here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half stats now of this D2 second round contest, which Pleasanton leads over Loomis by a score of 7-0. First of all, for Loomis, Kalen Anderson, 8 rushing attempts, 17 yards. Quarterback Alex Walton, 6 carries, 11 yards, and he's been sacked 3 times. Josh Earsom, well, he's been going the wrong way. They have really gotten all over Josh, 4 carries, negative 7 yards. I have Loomis for 18 rushing attempts, 21 yards. Through the air, Walton has had to scramble a lot. He's put it up 8 times. He's completed 3 of those. He has 1 interception. Unfortunately, that was an interception in the end zone. They were trying to tie the ball game right after they had picked it off. They had it 1st and 10 at the Pleasanton 15-yard line with a minute to go and ended up very next play throwing an interception. So 3 of 8, 1 interception, no touchdowns, 20 yards through the air, 21 on the ground. And in the first half, Loomis ran 26 plays, and they have 41 yards. That's just a yard and a half per play. 5 first downs because they've had a few penalties that have helped them out along the way from Pleasanton. They have the 5 first downs. They punted it 4 times for an average of about 23 yards. In the penalty situation, 3 for 30. They all occurred in the first quarter and the 1 interception in the end zone. And that is how Loomis has moved along here in the first half with no points, Tony.
Yeah, certainly. You certainly got to look at that offensive production and say a yard and a half a carry or a yard and a half a play is not going to cut it. It'll be interesting to see if they come out different formations. Everything's been pretty tight. They've split some people out, one guy out a lot of the time. I think they go back to running some motion and doing some things like that, but they've certainly got to mix something up.
Now let's take a look at the first half stats for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, and Sean Campbell leads the way, 18 carries, 86 yards, and a touchdown, but 39 yards of that came on the first play of the football game, so you take that away, he's got 17 carries for 47 yards. That's just a near impossibility, you would think, coming into the game. Caleb Pritchard, 1 carry, 3 yards. Matt Giffen, 3 carries, 2 yards. He was sacked once in that Wildcat formation. Colin Janicek has been sacked twice, 4 carries for 5 yards. So 26 rushing attempts, 96 yards for Pleasanton. Janicek has put it up 4 times. He's 1 of 4, 1 interception, and the 1 completion, 1 yard. 1 yard in the air, 96 on the ground, 97 total yards of offense in the first half for Pleasanton, resulting in 6 first downs, 1 turnover, 3 penalties for 35 yards. They punted it 3 times, 15, 34, and 42 yards are the punts, and the 42-yarder was into the wind, Tony. And for Pleasanton, they scored on the opening drive of the football game. The first play, Loomis kicked it off. It was a squib kick. They covered it right at midfield, around the right end on the first play, a 39-yarder drugged out at the 1 by Sean Campbell. And then the next play, he took it in from 1 yard out, and that's it. It's been 7-0 since the 11:21 mark of the first quarter.
Yeah, 205 yards now is what Sean Campbell needs after the 86 in the first half to become a 5,000-yard rusher here today.
Well, he looks like going to need at least one more game to have a chance at that, and they're going to have to work to get to that one more game. So those are your first half stats on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll take a break and be back with more. It's 7-0 Pleasanton over Loomis. Back after this.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? to the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
We're back here at Loomis as the wind continues to blow across the plains here in the central and south central Nebraska. Doug Duda along with Tony Davis. We're glad to have you along with us as the score is 7-0 here at the half. Pleasanton leading the Loomis Wolves. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Some special guests here at halftime, Tony.
Yeah, you can see Mom and Dad here at halftime, along with Grandma and aunts and uncles.
Nice crowd on hand, kind of a typical eight-man, but I know a lot of folks not able to get here because of work, and for some of the guys, finally being able to get back in the field here a little bit. This win ought to help dry things up.
Yeah, Doug, and I've also got to clear something up. I see Brent Samuelson, one of our referees from the Amherst-Alma game we did the other night. I mentioned that he was the only person from Bertrand ever to play in the Shrine Bowl. I was corrected on that. Janine McCracken actually calls me out and said, well, I think Roger Sand, also from Bertrand, which is back basically in the 60s, played in the Shrine Bowl also. So two people from Bertrand, not just Brent Samuelson, but also Roger Sand.
Don't forget high school volleyball action. Coming up tonight, we will have all of that for you. Pleasanton is going to be taking on Greeley Wallback in the D2-4 district final at St. Paul at 8 o'clock. You'll hear it on KKPR-FM. Also in Class D tonight, Ansley and Bertrand, your hometown, the Vikings down the road. They're going to go up to Elm Creek and play. Bertrand, the state runner-up last year, got off to a slow start this year, but here they are taking on Ansley in the district final. Silver Lake plays Meridian at Sutton tonight. Both of those get underway at 7 o'clock. Also on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, it's a C2 top 10 matchup as Sutton and Sandy Creek will play at 7 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5. The winner gets Heartland tomorrow. Grand Island Central Catholic and Hastings St. Cecilia playing tonight as well in a C1 sub-district final.
Speaking of Ansley, Doug, legendary coach Dan Moore in the house with us today. Always nice to see Coach Moore out and about.
Also tomorrow, district finals, Shelton plays Alma, Kearney Catholic plays Shadron. You'll hear the Kearney Catholic-Shadron match right here as Pleasanton will kick it away, win at their back. Shebald will kick it, and it's going to be fumbled into the end zone. Kalen Anderson will bring it out. I'll tell you what, Tony, Loomis just got so lucky. Somehow that ball didn't get into the end zone. Anderson made a play on it, but it was a line drive. It hit him right in the chest. It bounced away, and it looked like it was going to roll out of bounds at the half-yard line. And on the last bounce before it got to the pylon, it kicked into the end zone.
Yeah, there was a wall of white when he picked that ball up about 10 yards away that would have buried him inside the five.
So, first down and 10 yards to go here for the Loomis Wolves taking over at the 15-yard line. And Anderson will turn. He will hand it off. Walton to Anderson to the 17, so a couple of yards.
Now those are hard, hard yards. Mills and Reese right there for the Bulldogs. They just fire through there. Good defensive package that Pleasanton has established this year. Very, very tricky with Mills and Reese up there behind one another.
We'll see what the early changes are here in the third quarter. Offensively and defensively, 6 men in the box. They'll give it off again to Anderson, and he didn't get a chance to go anywhere because shooting through there, Garrett Reese, he's having a heck of a ball game defensively here for the Bulldogs, and they'll lose 2 yards back to the original line of scrimmage.
I know this defense is designed for Mills to keep people off of Reese and let him run to the football, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's been in there all day long.
So it'll bring up third down and 10 going into the wind, a passing situation. Zekley wide left, Anderson wide right. Walton is in the backfield by himself. They move Anderson in motion. They're going to give it to him on the end around. Nowhere to go outside, so he cuts it up in the inside. Gets to the 20, to the 21, and then he is dropped again. Lucas Mills will make the tackle, and that'll bring up fourth down and 4.
Yeah, good comeback on the play. Thought he had a hole, but Campbell and Mills shored up rather quickly. Good job of defense. Come out here and make a stand and make Loomis punt into this wind.
Fifth punt of the ball game here for the Wolves, and that is Clay McNall to boot it away. Here comes the pressure. The kick is away, and it goes right up into the air. What kind of a bounce will it take? It takes a little bit of a Pleasanton bounce, and Loomis will down it at the 31-yard line. Tony, that's a 10-yard punt.
You said it exactly right. Lucky to get the ball away. Then it came off his foot, went straight up into the wind, and it was just going backwards the whole time.
That was the first one into the wind that really just got tore up by the wind. And now Pleasanton. Couldn't ask for much better. A three and out defensively, and now they'll get the ball first and 10 at the Loomis 31-yard line. Up 7-0, opening minutes of the third quarter. Give it to Campbell off the right side, 25-20. Makes the man miss, 10-5, touchdown Pleasanton. So just like they started the first half, the same play, right side, Sean Campbell this time would not be denied, and the 31-yard touchdown makes it 13-0.
There were two Wolves in the backfield. One was Damon Steinberg, just overran the play by about a step. Once Campbell got behind him, there was a big hole on the outside.
And that will give a little breathing room here to the Bulldogs as Shewald lines up for the kick, and that was not hit exactly well, and it's going to go wide right. So the PAT was no good. It looked like maybe he kicked the ground, and the ball just kind of popped up in the air. It had the distance, but it was right all the way. So it took two plays to score in the first quarter, one play here in the third quarter for Pleasanton, and that's all we've seen on the scoreboard. The Bulldogs 13, the Loomis Wolves nothing. We'll be right back on ESPN Radio.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Doug Duda, Tony Davis with you here on ESPN Radio and the World Wide Web, ESPNSuperstation.com. I want to say a big hello to all the fine folks that are out there. As the numbers have been telling us, you've been there throughout the playoffs, and Shewald booted away. This one, an end-over-end kick. They'll let it go into the end zone and start at the 15-yard line. So, Tony, Loomis has now played a very good football game defensively. They have not been able to move the ball offensively at all, and they find themselves down 13-0.
No, and you see them in the first round of the playoffs, they were put up 50 points on a higher seed than them. You thought that was, be able to move the ball today. They have not been able, just a total stagnant offense so far.
So they'll get their second crack here of the second half. First down and 10 at the 15-yard line. Out of the I formation, they'll turn, they'll hand it, they'll go to Anderson, starts right, turns left, and he gets a couple of yards. He's wrapped up on the outside there by Pritchard. Trent Pritchard making the tackle that time. And two, Caleb Anderson, 25 yards is all he's been able to mount so far on the ground in this football game.
Yeah, certainly if you're Pleasanton, you'll give them that play every time here in the second half.
Bring up second down and 8. Zekley comes wide to the right. A little defensive change here for Pleasanton as they come to the line of scrimmage. Anderson in motion. They'll give it to him again, and he had no chance. Tony, three guys came through untouched. Anderson had no chance. He had the ball, and he was immediately tackled for a loss on the play. And it looks a lot like the first drive of the second half for Loomis, 3rd and 10.
Yeah, Nichols, Lucas Mills, and Reese all there leading the charge. There was actually 4 jerseys, I believe. Doug didn't get that other number. They're 5 yards in the backfield.
Even if Loomis wanted to run some kind of a, not even a gimmick play, an end around, an inside trap, there's no time to do it. They don't have time right now if it's anything but a straight ahead run. Walton on 3rd and 10, back to pass. 2 ends come through. They get to him. They sack him. Trent Pritchard again gets him at the 9. A loss of 6. It'll be 4th and 16.
Yeah, just had no time once again. He scrambled around, doesn't even look down the field, and Pritchard's around his ankles.
4th and 16. So that'll be the 4th sack, and now McNall will have to punt from his own end zone and into the wind. Pleasanton probably going to be going strong after this one. They've got 7 guys ready to go. Here's the snap. They're going to set up a return. No pressure at all. And boy, did he boot this one way back over Nichols' head. He's going to have it and won't even be able to pick it up. It's out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Great punt by McNown.
Yeah, talk about the change in field position. He just did it right there with his leg. Great punt into this wind.
46-yard punt. No return. And Pleasanton will have it 1st and 10 at the 25. Here's where we thought, well, it really doesn't matter where it is on the field because Campbell, once he gets to the corner, is going to be gone anyway. But Loomis did a great job in the first half of containing him. Then on the first carry he had, he goes 31 yards for a touchdown in the third quarter. They give it to him again. And instead of going outside, he comes inside, and McNall is there to bring him down, but not after he gets a good hefty gain across the 30 to the 33. It's going to be second down and about three.
Yeah, I didn't see, I guess it was one of the Pritchard boys over there on the outside. Damon Steimer came in the blitz. He immediately picked up that blitz, and there was a big hole for Campbell to run through.
8 minutes to go here in this third quarter, 13 to nothing Pleasanton. They keep putting Campbell in the backfield by himself, gets to the right side, steps out of a tackle, gets to the corner, 35, 40, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds at the Loomis 36-yard line. Another first down.
Then it looks like this Wolves defensive line may be wearing down a little bit because they certainly were not this big of holes in the first half.
And we mentioned at the start that maybe that would be a key here, wearing things down outside of big Dylan Carmichael. They run that single wing with Matt Giffen. They have not given it to him yet. This time they put Campbell in the wing, and they do give it to him, and he's going to pick up a couple. He'll come across the 35 down to the 33.
Yeah, Gardner along with Carmichael there. Good job that time. Much better job by the Wolves.
Second down, 7 yards to go. Pleasanton looking a little bit more strong here on offense than they did in the first half of play. The changes they have made so far are working. Campbell is the workhorse. He's got 22 carries already. How about they do give it to Giffen this time out of that wing, and they ran the same play with two different players and same result. 3 yards, 2 yards, third and five.
Yeah, just trying something different, trying to give somebody else the ball, take some pressure off of Campbell. He's getting a lot of attention out there. Now third and five. Seems pretty automatic to me who gets the ball here, Doug. Go right back to him.
Pleasanton with the football. Trying to add to a 13-0 lead, their second drive here of the third quarter of play. Same formation, Giffen in that wing right, back to passes, Janacek, he's got two men going deep, throws it underneath, and it is knocked away. Jarring the ball loose is Kalen Anderson from Garrett Reese, who had caught the ball right at the first down marker. They sent two men on crossing pattern, Reese and Pates deep, Pates and Campbell deep. And then they tried to throw it underneath to their big end, and he couldn't hold on to it. Now fourth and five.
Excellent job timing-wise by Anderson, getting there immediately when the ball showed up, jarring it loose. I think it'd have been, which wouldn't have mattered if they went for it anyway, but he was about a half a yard short. It was one of those fourth and six. He went by about 5 yards on that route.
So fourth down, they'll go for it. Campbell over the right side, and he's got the first down into the secondary. Great move. Goes to the 20, to the 10. Campbell, third touchdown of the afternoon. What a cutback he made once he got to the linebacker, and he's into the end zone for the touchdown.
Look, that cutback you're talking about was right in front of Clay McNall. He made a cutback. McNall just frozen. He went right around him and was off the end zone.
So another 31-yard touchdown. He's got two 31-yard touchdowns here in the second half. Shewald for the extra point. The snap is high. They're going to have to run a two-point conversion. Janacek throws it into the end zone, and it is incomplete. He had a man there, but couldn't haul it in. So with 6:36 to go here in the third quarter of play, it's Pleasanton 19 and Loomis nothing. We're back in a minute.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big saving choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says go Dogs.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Shewald to boot it away, and he puts another one into the end zone, and Loomis will take over at the 15-yard line. Now the Wolves are in a must-score situation here, down 19-0 after being so solid defensively in the first half and holding Pleasanton to 97 yards. And in fact, looking back at that, Tony, most of those yardage was in the first quarter of play. 72 of that 97 was in the first quarter of play. They just shut them down in the second quarter, but now back-to-back scores here on Sean Campbell.
Yeah, speaking of shut down, that has been the Pleasanton defense on the Wolves offense. See if they can get something going here.
Out of the I formation, Anderson swing pass complete, and then knocked loose. They're going to say incomplete. Pates had it. They ran that on the second play of the football game, and it worked for about 6 yards here. Not so much.
Well, Pritchard was out there. They're going to call a personal foul, leading with the head, I believe.
No.
No, they're not.
Oh, they're going to call it a fumble. They're going to call that a backwards pass, Tony, and it moves it all the way back to the 6 yard line. Oh, Loomis doesn't like that one at all.
That's the old Niles Paul play. Check it out there, and it was backwards, they're saying.
The ball bounced out of bounds. Nobody went for it. They went out of bounds with that. So Loomis is going to lose about 8, and back to pass. Walton has to get out of his end zone. He's going to run, gets up to the 10, and he's going to be tripped up at about the 11-yard line.
Well, the reason I thought it was going to be a personal foul, Anderson was hit immediately and separated from that ball. And there was a flag out on the field, so that was the only thing it could have been over there. Then they picked up the flag, must have thrown the flag instead of the beanbag to mark where the ball went out of bounds.
So a 4 yard gain there, Walton scrambling. They'll move the ball out to the 11 yard line. It'll be 3rd down and 15. Wolves looking for some offense here. Looking for some time for Walton to throw the ball down the field. They've got one man out in the pattern, Anderson. They try to set up a little screen underneath to Zekley, and it's well covered and incomplete. Trying to get it out there with Pritchard on the coverage. That time Caleb, and another putting situation here for Loomis. Tony, how quickly things change. Loomis had momentum going into the halftime, but one thing that didn't change, their inability to move the ball offensively.
Yes, you're certainly exactly right, Doug. They just cannot pick up 5-10. They can't get a first down here. The Bulldog defense just suffocating them.
A couple of their first downs in the first half came off penalties. Here's the snap. It's low. Trouble in the end zone. And McNall is going to be brought down. Hopefully he's still in the end zone. And yes, he is, for a safety. And I say hopefully he's still in the end zone because you don't want to get Pleasanton the ball at the one. They take the safety. And really that's not a bad thing, especially with the bad snap. Makes it 21-0. It just gives them the 2 extra points they missed on their touchdowns.
Exactly. Yeah, you didn't want him coming out of the end zone. Otherwise, it'd have been a real cheap 6 points back the other way. And kicking into this wind, who knows what they decide to do. It may be another real good field position here for the Bulldogs.
Couldn't tell who got the sack there in the end zone for that safety.
Pritchard, I believe, number 53.
You have a 25% chance of being right.
It was Pritchard on the outside.
Yeah, he had a great job by McNall. I mean, he got out of the hands of about 2 or 3 defenders, and then he just ran out of room and went down. So Pleasanton again bringing the pressure and getting the job done. And now a free kick here. So they'll put it on the tee, and it will be Brandon Horst to boot it away. And it's a squib kick picked up short of midfield, 35, 30, 25, and down to the 23-yard line.
So you picked up 8 yards on that play. You're going into the wind, but that's not what you wanted to do there.
They've kicked off twice, Tony, and they've squib kicked it both times, once to start the game and then here on the free kick. So Pleasanton a chance basically to put this one away. They have it 1st down and 10, mark the ball at the 23-yard line of Loomis after the free kick. They give it to the fullback, which is Giffen this time, and he goes absolutely nowhere. Great job by the entire left side of the defensive line. Carmichael's in there, Holt's in there, and Houston's in there.
Yeah, much better job standing up. A little bit of a surprise that they give the ball to Pritchard, as much success as Campbell's been having, but once again, they try and take some pressure off of Giffen, with the carry.
Yeah, Pritchard, who got to have some fun against Potter Dix, hasn't really been utilized, and he is not lined up as the fullback anymore. Toss sweep, they give it to Campbell, trying to get to the corner, has to cut it back up inside, gets to the 20, and will get some nice yardage down to about the 15-yard line, but will not have the first down. He's going to get 8, and it'll be 3rd down and 2.
He's probably still got an oxygen mask on after the Potter Dix game, some of the runs he had.
4:40 to go here in the third quarter. 2 touchdowns and a safety here in the third quarter for Pleasanton has allowed them to pull away 21-0 over the Loomis Wolves. as the wind continues to blow about 15 to 20. Out of the wing tee, the single wing. They will give it to the I-back Campbell again, trying to get to the outside, and he slips as he makes his cut and will not have the first down. It'll be fourth down and short.
Now, Kalen Anderson was coming from the outside. Campbell tried to cut it back up the middle. Legs went out from under him, dropped immediately to the ground. A pretty easy decision here. I guess Shewall could come out and kick a field goal as close as they are, but they'll just go for it.
You know, if they did that, that would be simply for looking down the road when they might need it, and they're not going to do it here. So they're going to go for it, fourth and one. Maybe Janacek tries to sneak it. No, Campbell, right side. He makes a man miss. Ooh, runs over McNeil and has the first down. He didn't shoot McNeil that time. He decided to lower his shoulder, and it's a first down to the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal.
That good hard run that time, straight up the middle. That's a confident football team. That's a yard and a half, nothing fancy. Hey, we're bigger, we're more physical than you. We're going to come right at you.
Well, Pleasanton's doing what they thought they could do in the first half. They're doing it here in the second half. I think you're right, Tony. They're just wearing down Loomis a little bit, and maybe one of the reasons is because they've moved Caleb Pritchard back on the line. Here's a handoff to Giffen over the left side. They tried a little wildcat. That didn't work at all. Campbell's doing okay. They just needed a little something different, so they went ahead and went, instead of trying to use three different guys to run the ball, they've just used two in Giffen and Campbell, and Giffen's going to pick up about four here down to the 6-yard line, second and goal.
Doug, you go back 20 minutes ago at halftime. Loomis had all the momentum, thinking, boy, if they can do something offensively, their defense has just been too good today. What a quarter changes things.
Second and goal at the 6. They'll turn, hand it off to Giffen. He's hit immediately, but keeps the legs turning to the 4. He'll get two more. It's third down and goal at the 4.
Yeah, it was hit immediately right by his own guy, Pritchard, I think.
Sometimes it just appears teams, and I'm not just saying this game, teams try to make it harder than it is, and Campbell's been able to get to the corner the entire second half. Let's see if they try to give it to him here on third down and goal from the 4, because Loomis has done a good job anytime they run it right up the gut. And, of course, that's because Carmichael is there at 300 pounds. I formation on third and goal at the 4. Toss sweep. Campbell walks into the end zone. Touchdown, Pleasanton. Fourth touchdown of the afternoon for Sean Campbell. And that's a 4-yarder to make it 27-0 Bulldogs.
You know, Doug, you're on a short list because when I think offensive minds, Gary Kubiak,
Sean Watson.
I was going to leave him out. I was going to say Todd Haley, Norv Turner, and Doug Duda come to mind. Excellent job of play calling.
Shewald on the extra point kick. It's on the way, and this time it's right down the middle and good. So 21 points on the board here in the third quarter for Pleasanton, and they look like they're on their way to a home date Tuesday against Sargent. 2:17 to go, third quarter. It's Pleasanton 28, Loomis nothing. Back with more after this on KXPN Kearney ESPN Radio.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
Doug Duda and Tony Davis with you here from Loomis. We want to thank Drew Carlton, the athletic director, and all the fine folks here for their hospitality. It's great to get back over to Loomis. The kids have been struggling a little bit on the boys' side lately, but they seem to maybe have things turned around here. These kids that were playing as freshmen are starting to turn into juniors and seniors as Shewald will boot it away. And, again, this one will sail into the end zone for a touchback. But all these schools at the D level, they're going to have their peaks and valleys. And Loomis has definitely had their peaks, and they've had a valley. Now they're starting to shoot out of there. Not football, because the football team has been in the playoffs quite a bit here lately.
Yeah, you're right, Doug. You think about the run and for the length of time the basketball team had it, about 10, 12 years. Everything's cyclical, but boy, they're on top for a long, long time.
Last year they upset Mullen in the first round and then lost to Ewing. They didn't make it in 07 and 06. They got beat by Juanita Palisade in the third round in the state quarterfinals. So some of these seniors have been around. On first down and 10 at the 15, they'll fake the end around, and straight up the middle is going to be Walton, and he's going to spin forward for a couple. That might be about what's there. They have found yardage following Carmichael straight ahead. They're never going to get the big play, it would have seemed, because the linebackers are there. But they've been able to get 2, 3, and they only get 1 there, but it's positive yards, and That has been a problem on the ground here for Loomis.
Yeah, real surprised. But, well, not all that surprised. When you don't have time to throw, it's tough to throw.
So second down and nine, short shotgun. They'll toss it out this time. And looking for some room around the left side is the freshman Josh Earsom. He'll pick up a couple, bring him up to about the 18, and it's going to be third down and seven.
McNall actually in at quarterback, Doug, for the Wolves right now. So maybe trying to mix it up a little bit, show some different things.
Yeah, you're right there, Tony. Taking Alexander Walton out, McNall in. And they will keep him back there in the backfield. They may be lining up a little bit different here for a big play. We'll find out. We'll see what they do. And McNall will take the snap, fake the handoff. He swings it out here and making a man miss is going to be Anderson. Makes two men miss, has the first down across the 25 to the 28. He made Sean Campbell hug the air right there, Tony.
Yeah, really, about three people hug some air. Good job by Anderson making that first guy miss. The second guy came down, did the same thing to him, and got down the field for a first down. Now, that's a lot better play out of the Loomis offense we saw all night.
So McNall, his first completion, and it'll be a first down here for the Loomis Wolves, their first of the half. Back to pass, McNall. A couple of guys coming unblocked, and he'll throw it as he's being sacked. It's intercepted by Mills. Mills is going to return it to the end zone for a Pleasanton touchdown. A 22-yard interception return by Lucas Mills. McNall, he was trying to just throw the ball away, Tony, and was being drugged down. He didn't get as much steam on it as he wanted, and Lucas Mills was the only white jersey in the area, and it went right into his hands, and he takes it the other way.
Well, you saw Big Sue and Nadotacom do it for Nebraska a couple times a year ago at the nose guard position. Lucas Mills just did it there.
So we'll bring in Shewald for the extra point kick, and he will pound this one up and in. So with 33 seconds to go here in quarter number three, Pleasanton has taken over. It's the Bulldogs 35 and the Loomis Wolves nothing. We'll have the kickoff right after this.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors, and they can handle it all. USDA steaks are available, they can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. Pleasanton Meat Processing says, tear them up, Bulldogs!
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, ASICS, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Well, Tony, it's going to be interesting to see what Ricky Westland has to say after this football game about the changes they've made here in the third quarter, why they were having so much problems in the first half, and if it was just straight wearing down Loomis in the second half. As the kick is away, this is going to be returnable. It's taken by Anderson at the one. He'll go left 5-10. Out to the 15, makes the man miss. The ball comes loose. There's a fumble, and Pleasanton is on top of it. Coming off the bottom of the pile here for the Bulldogs is going to be Garrett Reese. And it just keeps getting a little worse here for the Loomis Wolves, and it looks like a cramp over there for one of the Pleasanton players in Pritchard. He's going to get up and shake it off and head to the sidelines, but Pleasanton gets the ball right back. And Tony, now with a 35-0 lead, we get the running clock here for this football game.
Yeah, you're starting. They're not going to have to run them. Well, they're going to take a timeout here. Before we get started here, timeout Pleasanton here on the play. Doug, yeah, you're going to have a running clock. I don't know if it's just wearing down. This deal's just snowballed so quickly here on Loomis. They can do nothing about it when their offense was so stagnant, couldn't move the ball.
Well, Garrett Reese, 220-pound junior, because he doesn't carry the football, maybe he doesn't get as much pub as some of the players around the area, but boy, today we've called his name a lot. Offensively, defensively, they throw it to him. When they throw it to him, it's usually big yardage, but it was well defended by Loomis in the first half, and now Pleasanton doesn't have to throw the football. Pleasanton has 1 yard through the air.
Yeah, I know. You can see it at times. You can see it at times where that running game will really open up the passing game, and maybe they felt like they didn't want to show that maybe for down the road, and I'm sure Coach Koziel's here today taking this game in. But
of course, Coach Koziel's here. What else you got to do? Although I haven't seen the coach, he must be incognito. First and 10 at the 20-yard line, Pleasanton ball right back. Janicek hands it off to the second man through, and that should be the eye back, Campbell. Not much there. Good job, Carmichael, to help ride him down. Also on the tackle is Josh Holt. He's one of the very few seniors on this ball club. It's going to be a gain of only one, and that'll be the end of the third quarter of play here in the D2 state football playoffs at Loomis, a 28-point quarter for Pleasanton. And after three, it's the Bulldogs 35 and the Loomis Wolves nothing. We'll be back with fourth quarter action in a minute on ESPN Radio.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center is a proud sponsor of high school and community activities. Greg Dahlgren, Misty Fidelke, and Scott Arnes all would like to say good luck to all individuals participating in this week's activity. Choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area teams.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
First play of the fourth quarter will be a toss sweep to the right side for Sean Campbell. He makes a man miss at the 15 and down to the 10-yard line. And we are underway in the fourth quarter after the kickoff was fumbled by Loomis and recovered by Pleasanton. And they're going to mark him, it appears, just short of the first down, a 9-yard gain. Sean now with 197 yards unofficially in this football game. And he has four of the touchdowns, all four offensively. Mills just got the interception return.
Yeah, the defensive line for Loomis has went from really getting out there running very well, getting to the outside and closing that play down to just a big gaping hole that time.
They'll hand it to Campbell again. Big hole over the left side, but he's tripped up by the linebacker, McNall. And also in there on the tackle is going to be number 31, Brody Gardner, for the Wolves. Had to wait for him to get off the pile, but it's enough for the first down. They're going to mark the ball at the 5-yard line. Gain of 6 for Campbell.
You got to wonder how much longer these starters will be in for Pleasanton.
Well, again, Tony, they got 18 kids suited. It's not like you can really bring a lot of guys in. You can mix and match them a little bit. They'll hand it to Campbell. First and goal from the 6. He's hit. He runs over a man, and he gets into the end zone for the touchdown. His 5th of the afternoon. He stepped out of the ankle tackle of Bartruff and then just made contact out there with Clay McNall. And a great job by Campbell. He stayed low. McNall was there to make the tackle, Tony, but one-on-one, the taller running back, Sean Campbell, used that and just created some leverage, and into the end zone he goes.
Yeah, right over the top of McNall.
And the extra point kick. Shewald is on the way, and it is good. So with 10:47 to go in the ball game, and we'll have a running clock again, it's 42-0. Pleasanton will be right back on ESPN Radio.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
But Tony, it's been a kind of a broken record here in the second half. We were surprised it was 7-0 at halftime, and now it's 42-0, and we've only played a little over a minute into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, surprised at halftime, and you thought, well, Loomis got all the momentum early at halftime, especially defensively, the way they shut down Pleasanton, and Pleasanton comes out and just really hammered them.
Shewald will have to kick it into the wind, and he puts a little more effort into it and hammers it through the end zone. And you can tell this is what happens when you know your season's over, and you can just look at the way the shoulders are be carrying here on the Loomis football team. They hung in there for a long, long time, but now they know that they haven't been able to move the ball, and Pleasanton really just exploded here in the last 13 minutes of this football game with five touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, you look at Pleasanton's team, Campbell's a senior, Giffen's a senior, one of the Pritchards is a senior, so there's three quality players that are going to be gone from this team a year ago, where you look at the Loomis's team.
And they have fumbled the snap, the ball is loose, and Pleasanton, I think, has it again. Yes, they do. McNall couldn't get out of there cleanly with it, and covering the football that time, it looked like, was Caleb Pritchard. So Loomis, on their last, well, they fumbled on the kickoff, then they, on the next offensive play, they fumbled away again.
Yeah, Doug, only two senior starters offensively, Carmichael and Zachley, here for the Wolves. So there's a lot of youthful talent to develop a football team around the next couple of years. So Loomis will be a team that will be reckoned with for a couple of years to come.
So the ball will be marked at the 15-yard line of Loomis. And now we've got to Nichols back there as the eye back as they've changed some things up. They'll give it to Nichols, and he will make the corner but can't get up the field as Damon Steinbrink makes the tackle on Jason Nichols.
Yeah, good job finally getting the outside and wrapping him up, bringing him down there by Steinbrink on the outside for a gain of nothing. You know, 9 minutes left, it's a head scratcher. I think you'll start to see some more kids rotate in here probably, because you're right, there's just no emotion at all. And you can see why that'd be for Loomis.
So second down and 10, Janicek is still the quarterback, and he is going to fake the handoff, keep it himself up the middle, and McNall is right there to greet him. Gets a couple, it'll be third down and 8. And I think, again, even though there's a pretty good rivalry between these two schools, Ricky Westwood doesn't want to run the score up. And the circumstances here, the last three series, the turnover, Pleasanton didn't stop them. They just keep getting the football, and that's where things can get out of hand. So just kind of a safe play there for Janicek, and they're going to just let that clock run as much as they can before they have to snap the ball. Third down, they're officially going to say 9 at the Loomis 14-yard line. Back at the fullback is Caleb Pritchard. They will give it to Nichols, fake it. The quarterback, Janicek, is going to keep it. He's hit in the backfield and thrown down again. Brody Gardner, the first man there. Well, Loomis, this isn't like the second team line is in there right now. It's still the same guys on the line for Pleasanton, and Janicek's going to lose a yard. It'll be fourth down and 10.
Yeah, now a couple other players, Doug. Florian Shewald getting to see some action here on the offense.
I think they're going to try a field goal, Tony. I think they're going to attempt the field goal. This is a good thing. You got guys that aren't on your team. This is a game situation. They're going to attempt a 31-yard field goal into the win. Janicek, the holder. Shewald's boot is on the way. He clocks that, and it is good. Tony, that would have been good from 50-plus.
Into the wind.
Into the wind, which is not 20, maybe about 15, but a 31-yard field goal. And with 8:11 to go in the ball game, it's 45-0. Pleasanton will kick it off right after this timeout.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd, starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney, proud supporter of all the area teams.
And after the field goal, Shewald's going to boot it away, and this is going to be a high kick that goes into the end zone, and all but one of them has been a touchback today for the foreign exchange student Florian Shewald. And first down and 10, Loomis will take it at the 15-yard line. 8:11 to go, and Tony, one more football game coming up later today. Cambridge will be down at Grant to take on Perkins County, and the winner of that will take on Sutherland, which I'm sure they're familiar with. Football continues here for us on Tuesday. Pleasanton, Amherst, Overton have all advanced on. Overton play Giltner, Amherst play Palmer, Pleasanton will play Sargent. We'll have them all for you on the radio. And back in at quarterback is going to be Alex Walton, and Walton is just going to turn and take it himself up the field for a yard. 45-0 here, Pleasanton.
Nichols, one of the first people there for the Bulldog defense, still trying to get some new people in the game for the Bulldogs up front. I see number 86, Brady Darby, and along with number 70, Alex Johnsy as well up there.
Derek Tolles is checked in. Loomis would like to get on the board here, playing in front of their home crowd in the playoffs. They haven't had a chance to do that much. They'll hand it to Kalen Anderson, and he'll bring it up to the 20-yard line for a gain of 5. It'll be third down and 5. Anderson is 28 yards rushing here this afternoon in the football game. He was the guy that everybody knew they're going to have to keep their eyes on, and Kalen Anderson's 5-yard gain takes him up to 28.
Yeah, Caden Zwiener and Tolles in on the stop that time. New defensive back on the other side. I believe that's 32 Dalton Hand into the ballgame.
So third down and 5 here for Loomis, and there's some motion. The end went, the quarterback pulled away, and nobody snapped it. So some miscommunication there on that, and that is our first penalty of the second half on either team. Illegal motion called on the Loomis Wolves, whose season will come to an end this afternoon at 6-4, and Pleasanton will hit that magic 10-0 mark. Tony, 10-0, that just sounds like, you know what, our season really has been great, and from here on, most of the teams should be pretty evenly matched, but 10-0, that's a heck of a season. Back to pass, Walton has all day, throws down the right side. He's got a man open, and it is complete out to the 34-yard line to Matt Houston, the tackle made by Clay Weber.
Yeah, good. Actually, pretty good pass that time. Houston goes up, gets the ball, and pretty good coverage that time. A lot of times you get some reserves in there. You get somebody wide open, you know, nobody within 20 yards of him. But Weber was right there to bring the ball carrier, the receiver, down immediately.
And speaking of 20, it was a 20-yard gain out to the Loomis 35-yard line. And Walton going to go back to pass again. Rolling, has some time, lofts it out here, tried to go to the same receiver, Houston, and it's out of bounds, incomplete.
He's under pressure almost immediately. That was Austin Pates running him down on the outside.
6 minutes to go. The clock is running because it's 45-0 here in favor of the Bulldogs. It was a game, if you're just joining us, that was 7-0 at the half. And then the Sean Campbell Show officially took over, rushing for over 130 yards in the third quarter alone. It is second down and 10 here for the Wolves at their own 35-yard line. Walton hands it to his eye back. A new man, Toby Thompson, over the right side. Gets across midfield and into Pleasanton territory at the 38-yard line. That's going to be a gain of 7, 3rd and 3.
I believe, Doug, of that total for Campbell, he'll need about 75 yards in the next ballgame to eclipse the 5,000-yard mark.
Don't forget that game will be in Pleasanton against Sargent, a team that they beat earlier this season. Sargent kind of got banged up in that ball game. Here's an option play to the outside to Earsom. Gets the first down, 35-30, down to the 29-yard line. And that's going to be a gain of 9 for Josh.
Clay Weber, along with number 24, Derek Tolles, brings him down on the outside. But yeah, I think there may be some movement up there. Probably a good no-call by the officials, just deciding, hey, we're not going to keep just calling these five-yard penalties. Let the kids finish out a football season here.
Sargent lost to Pleasanton in Pleasanton the seventh week of the season, 26-6. That's when Pleasanton returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown and was up 20-0 in the first quarter. Zekley's open down the field, but no time to get it to him. And under pressure, Walton will overthrow the intended receiver in Matt Houston. And he was being drugged down to the ground by the second-team defense like he was the first-team defense earlier. And one of the guys back there was Caden Zwiener.
Yeah, good job of getting pressure right up the middle. I think right now, and they know you're going down trying to score, I think I'd get rid of the two fakes up there. I just drop straight back or get in a shotgun and try and throw the ball if that's what you're going
to
do.
Second down and 10, Walton. To Thompson, right side, a little bit of a hole, gets to the 25 and finds his way down to the 24-yard line. He's going to get 5, and that'll bring up third down and 5. A couple of nice runs here by Toby Thompson. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, it's the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll have all the final stats for you here on ESPN Radio.
See if we can get a word with Ricky Westland after the ball game, perhaps. Get him up here, get his thoughts on Sargent.
Loomis has got some new kids. Ty Waldermuth is into the ball game as well. And a little confusion. Loomis trying to get lined up here on third down and 5 out of the short shotgun. The snap is taken by Walton. He'll throw it out here. The ball's tipped, and it comes up short for Houston.
Alex Johns, he got a hand on that ball, was able to get it to where it was just fell short of the receiver.
3:15 and counting in the fourth quarter. Pleasanton 45 and Loomis nothing. Fourth down and 5 for the Wolves. They're at the Pleasanton 24-yard line. They'd really like to get one into the end zone. First, though, they're going to have to convert this 5 yards. And let's see what they do. They're going to send Zekley wide left. They'll put Toby Thompson in the slot left. They've got Earsom in the backfield with Walton. Hard count. Little movement, but no flag. Walton back to pass. Lost it down the field for Thompson, and off his fingertips at the 3. He looked back over his shoulder, and I think he saw more sun than football. It's one of those rarities where the sun actually does come into play here, and he couldn't haul it in on the coverage. Jason Nichols and Pleasanton will take over on downs.
Yeah, that was one of those just very well-thrown ball that time. Receiver looking back, just couldn't bring it in.
Brandon Burkholder's been in the game. There's Kyle Samuelson in the ball game. Matt Gray is in the game.
Justin Simmons for the Bulldogs up front now, seeing some action.
And Pleasanton looks like they might bring a new quarterback in here with Clay Weber, but nobody's out here on the field yet. And that usually means they're going to call a timeout somewhere along the line, and that's exactly what has happened. So Pleasanton waited as long as they could. They called a timeout, and that'll give us a chance to hear from some of our very fine sponsors who we thank for allowing us to be here today and bring you the high school football game. It's 45-0 Pleasanton, 2:01 to go. We'll be right back.
The Phillips Insurance Agency proudly supports the Pleasanton Bulldogs. The Phillips Insurance Agency is a full-service crop and life insurance agency. Life insurance rates are changing all the time, so ask for a life checkup today. Your insurance experts, the Phillips Insurance Agency in Pleasanton.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
And welcome back to Loomis. Again, a big thank you to the many fine folks here for their hospitality. Pleasanton takes over. Clay Weber just going to keep it on a quarterback draw around the right side, and he'll be mowed down well behind the line of scrimmage. Gray's in there on the tackle along with Matt Houston, and I think that's all Pleasanton wants to do, take the snap, run around until somebody tackles you.
Exactly right. There's some people still pretty good hit on that play. Mike Gray on the outside along with Matt Houston getting in there, huh? Not afraid to stick their noses in there, just seeing some of the first action defensively here for the Wolves.
Now, I miss a first down from time to time, but I only have Pleasanton for 10. That just shows you the short field that they've had. They've been able to get long and big plays here in the second half. It'll be second down and 17. Pates is in the backfield with Nichols, and they will turn and hand it off to Nichols, the second man through.
Houston right there for the Wolves brings him down, and now it's third and long.
Kind of got a couple of the yards back. We'll call it third down and 15. 1 minute to go in the football game. Mishko Sports postgame show is coming up, so stay with us for that as we will continue here on ESPN Radio and get it to the Rome show in just a little while. Back into the ballgame, Loomis is going to run in Dalton Rapier here. Could be the last play of the game as Clay Weber gets under his new center, waits for the back judge to start the 5 count, and Weber will take the snap. He'll actually fumble the snap, then pick it up and fall forward. Kind of what happened yesterday over at Amherst. The tackle is made by Rapier, and that should be the final play of the ball game here this afternoon as the clock runs with 20 seconds to go, and these two Fort Kearney Conference members, Pleasanton gets the better of them on the football field here, and Tony, for the Pleasanton Bulldogs, they continue their march through the state playoffs as they advance on to 10-0. As they win the ball game tonight by a final score of 45-0. Last year they ran into Anselmo Myrna in the second round, but 2 years ago they made it all the way to the semifinals before Chambers knocked them out, and that's what they have in their mind again. They hadn't been able to get, this is only the second time in school history that they have won 2 playoff games in the same year, and the other one was back in 2007. Can't say that they haven't been to the quarterfinals before because of the format, but only the second time that they have won 2 playoff games in the same year, and that is twice now here in 3 years. Final score, Pleasanton 45 and Loomis nothing.
I don't know if you're Loomis, there's that much to be disappointed. You knew you were a decided underdog coming in here today. You played your butts off for a half of football, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And then, hey, you got a little tired, you got a little wore down, and they took over the game.
So the season will come to an end here for the Wolves, winning in the playoffs again. They have won a playoff game, five straight appearances in the playoffs. The last time that they didn't win a playoff game when they made them was 2003. They weren't in the playoffs in 07, but they've won their last five playoff games, and now the teams are going to get together and shake hands. And that's the one funny thing about watching the Class D2 football, Tony. These two teams, everybody in uniform is going to come together, and when they do, it'll look like a small C2 team because there's only going to be about 38 kids all told in uniform for these two schools here today.
Yesterday with Hardington, I believe Cedar Catholic, there were 44 on the roster, 43 of them in uniform. You know, a lot of times you'll see a roster that's got 40 kids on it, but only 25. Now, Hardington had them all suited up. It looked like a small army out there.
So the majority of the scoring this afternoon occurred in the third quarter of play. It was 7-0 at the half, became 35-0 going into the fourth quarter, and just a minute into the fourth quarter, another touchdown run by Sean Campbell. He had five touchdown runs today. Lucas Mills had an interception return and a field goal from Shewald, and that made the score 45-0. Pleasanton gets the win. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout on ESPN Radio.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year, and all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs!
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
Welcome back to Loomis, Doug Duda and Tony Davis, and the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin, and they're open late tonight. Thursday night's always open till 8, open 7 days a week for your convenience. It's time to start thinking about the winter sports season as the fall sports season winds down. Today, Loomis will move on to the winter sports season, and Misco's has got the gear you need, whether it's basketball, shorts, shoes, Nike, Adidas, A4, or wrestling with gear from Adidas, Asics, and Mat Men and Brute. They're there for you. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. 45-0, the win today goes to Pleasanton. Again, though, the hard thing to get over is that it was 7-0 at halftime, and Loomis played very, very well defensively in the second half, or in the first half, I should say.
Yeah, you're right. Defensively, Doug, take away the first, 86 yards right off the bat, or 76 yards right off the bat. There was just no offense by either team in the first half. The defenses went back and forth, and some decent punts into the wind, and a good kicking game, especially all day by Pleasanton and Florian Shewald. That's going to be a big weapon to which Ricky has at his disposal here as they move on to the playoffs. But, yeah, defensively, it was a whale of a game, and I got to think that the big physical nature that Pleasanton plays with finally got to Loomis in that second half, and it just opened things up. Offensively, I think Pleasanton was just too fast and down the field to do much. They never could move the ball, never did do anything that they felt comfortable doing, and never got in a good position where they did move the chains 2, 3, 4 times in a row. Offensively, if you're an offensive coach, it'd make you sick to watch Loomis' offense today because they just couldn't do anything.
Well, let's take a look at those numbers, Tony. First of all, for the Loomis Wolves, Kalen Anderson ends up being the team's leading rusher, 14 carries, 28 yards. Toby Thompson, 2 carries, 12 yards. Josh Earsom, 6 carries, 4 yards. Clay McNall, 2 carries, 3 yards. The quarterback, Alexander Walton, 9 carries, 10 yards. He was sacked 4 times in this football game, and they had one fumble that they lost for a team loss of 9, negative 9. So 34 rushing attempts, 48 yards on the ground in the ball game for Loomis. Through the air, Alex Walton was 3 of 8 in the first half. He was 1 of 7 in the second half, 4 of 15, 1 interception, 40 yards for Walton. And Clay McNall took a couple series there at quarterback. He was 1 of 2 with an interception. The one completion was for 12 yards. So as a team, 5 out of 17, 2 interceptions, no touchdowns, 52 yards through the air, 48 on the ground. That's an even 100 yards in the football game for Loomis. 8 first downs, and again, they got a couple of those in the first half via the Pleasanton penalty. They had 4 turnovers in the football game, 4 penalties for 35 yards, and they punted the ball 6 times here this afternoon and did not end up getting any points on the board for the Wolves.
That's a team that scored 50 points versus O'Neill St. Mary's a week ago. They have a decent offense. They can get it going at times. Just Pleasanton stepped up defensively today and shut this team down. You leading rusher, 2 yards a carry, and that's breaking off one for 10 or 12 towards the tail end of the ball game.
Well, and that might have been the key too, Tony, as to what happened here in this football game. Maybe we overlook what Pleasanton does defensively. We always look at the points that you put on the board in the 8-man game. Well, when it comes down to who's playing in Lincoln and who wins in Lincoln, it's who does the job defensively, and Pleasanton has done a great job with that here this afternoon. Let's take a look at their numbers. We'll do it right after this timeout on the Michigo Sports Postgame Show.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals and all their vaccination needs. They also carry Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina Feeds. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Services.
The Pleasanton Business Booster Club is very proud of the Pleasanton athletes this year, and all the members of this year's Booster Club would like to take the time to wish the team best of luck in today's game. Go Bulldogs!
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck today. Call Bailey for all your drywall projects, big or small. They take care of all your walls. From a little remodel to a new construction, Bailey Drywall is the name you need to know.
And welcome back to the Michigo Sports Postgame Show here on ESPN Radio. As we are at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, you're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Pleasanton has defeated Loomis 45-0 to advance to the state quarterfinals, where they will host Sargent, and the kickoff time has been announced, 6 o'clock in Sargent, Tuesday night. We will have that game for you again. We have the Amherst and Palmer game. We have the Pleasanton and Sargent game. We also will be bringing you the Overton and Giltner game. 94.5 The Breeze, Classic Hits, KKPR 98.9 FM, and one of the games will be right here on ESPN Radio. Most likely the Amherst game will be on ESPN. Classic Hits will have the Pleasanton game, and the Overton-Giltner game will be over on 94.5 The Breeze. Don't forget, we're also bringing you the Pleasanton volleyball matchup tonight. They hope things go as well, but they're probably going to have a tougher challenge. They'll be the underdog in this one as they take on the once-beaten Greeley Wallback Titans. The first serve from St. Paul in the district final is tonight at 8 o'clock, and we'll make the trip with many of these Pleasanton fans over to St. Paul. Right now, here's a look at the first half stats for the Pleasanton Bulldogs. It was Sean Campbell today, and he was their offense. 209 yards, 31 carries, 5 touchdowns. Jason Nichols, 2 carries, 3 yards. Caleb Pritchard, 1 carry, 3 yards. Matt Giffen had 7 carries for 11 yards, and he was sacked once at the Wildcat quarterback position. Colin Janicek, 5 carries, 4 yards. He was sacked twice. Clay Weber, just trying to kill the clock there, a couple of carries, negative 5 yards. 48 rushing attempts, 225 yards. 209 of that was Sean Campbell. And Janicek only put the ball in the air 5 times. He was 1 of 5, 1 interception, and the 1 completion was for 1 yard. So 1 yard through the air, 225 on the ground. 226 yards of total offense and 10 first downs today unofficially for Pleasanton. And, Tony, that sure doesn't sound like a lot for a team that put up 45 points, but time and time again they were starting in Loomis territory.
Yeah, you're really the only thing worse today than Loomis's offense was maybe Janicek's passer rating.
Yeah, just one of five in this football game for Colin, and he only had to put it up one time in the second half.
Well, yeah, they snowballed the second half. You never had to throw the ball, and they might have been saving something back to surprise Sergeant. And, if you're doing that, great, you're getting away with it.
Did the win really just go down as the game ended?
Yeah, it really did.
Penalties today for Pleasanton, 3 for 35. They had just the one turnover. It was an interception, and they got it right back on the very next play. They punted it three times today, all in the first half. The touchdowns today, Sean Campbell, the very first play of the game, they had the ball at midfield, a 39-yard run, took it to the one, so he took it in from 1 yard out. He also had back-to-back 31-yard touchdown runs on the first two possessions of the second half. He had a 4-yard and a 6-yard touchdown run as well. Lucas Mills had a 22-yard interception return. They had a safety today as the punt was bobbled the snap in the end zone. And it looked like it was Pritchard that covered the punter, Clay McDowell. And the final points came on Florian Shewald's 31-yard field goal to make it Pleasanton 45 and Loomis nothing. We will give Coach Ricky Wesson a little bit of time to catch his breath, and we'll talk with the coach right after this on the Michigo Sports Postgame Show.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
When you choose a brand of seed, look beyond just the product. At Pioneer Seed, everything you buy comes with our industry-leading services and technical support. Your experienced Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis, is backed by hundreds of scientists and local agronomy experts. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
And we're back here at Loomis. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you this afternoon's high school football game here on ESPN Radio. We're pleased to be joined by the victorious head coach of the Pleasanton Bulldogs, now 10-0, Ricky Wesson. And Coach, first off, congratulations on the win.
Thank you, Doug.
Let me ask you the question that everybody's wondering. What was the big difference in the third quarter than what you saw in the first half? This is a 7-0 ball game at halftime. You did what you wanted the first two plays of the football game, and then Loomis found a way through scheme, through design, to just really shut you guys down, especially in the second quarter.
Well, I think it's all psychology with the kids. You know, you start out in the game, a big run, score on the second play of the game, and then the kids think it's going to be easy the rest of the game, and then they came out with their defense. They did a great job stuffing holes, containing the ends. We struggled the first half.
Adjustments that you made were minor personnel-wise, but you did make a move by moving Caleb Pritchard and Matt Giffen around in the second half. How big of a difference did that make?
Oh, I thought, you know, Caleb Pritchard's a young kid. He's a sophomore, not the same size as Giffen, and didn't have as much punch, and those linebackers were filling those holes really hard. Matt Giffen coming up to the line and filling a hole, Matt's going to win that battle most of the time, and it showed. And Sean ran a little bit harder. I think it's also, you know, back to the mental aspect of the game, sit there at halftime realizing these guys are playing with you, you come out and crank it up a notch and you go after it.
You put up all those points, 28 points there with four touchdowns in the third quarter of play. But I guess even in the pregame we talked about how small Loomis was, but that wasn't the three men up front. Carmichael, Steinbrink, and whoever they put along that line really played a real good football game for Loomis.
Well, they had a great game. Carmichael kind of controlled inside. You have to respect him with two guys. And then the way those backers fit, they were one, I think once they saw Campbell step to the side, the backer was filling, the other backer was flowing across. It was really tough to get to him because we weren't ready to play with them at first.
You tried to do something different in the second quarter. You went back to the Wildcat that you ran against Hampton. That didn't work so well.
No. When things aren't working in a football game, things aren't working. You kind of have to just calm the kids' nerves down, set them up, show them, you know, explain to where kids are at and how you're going to be down blocking or hook blocking. Just get them to understand what they have to do to be successful.
We're talking with Pleasanton Coach Ricky Wesson here on the Michigo Sports Postgame Show. And again, you shut them down, 100 yards of total offense for Loomis, and they got a little bit of that on the last drive. So maybe your defense is something we just don't talk enough about because we're so used to seeing your offense put so many points on the board.
Yeah, the kid, we just, the shortened week of preparation due to the snowstorm and everything, and I know the Loomis had one extra day there, or a couple extra days. Last night, about 5 o'clock, something just clicked, and the kid said, hey, we got it, coach, and we figured out, because they have a wild formation, they spread out a lot of people, they motion a lot of people, and in those motions, I think that's when we're most successful.
Now you go home, you get the home game because of the way this worked out. That's a good deal. And Sergeant rolls in. You're very familiar with them. They are a physical football team. They're banged up a little bit, but I think they're going to have maybe everybody but one kid back. You've got a taste of them, and for three quarters, that was a heck of a ball game. You jumped out on them so quick the first meeting, and then it was a head knocker. So what is the most difficult thing to get ready for when you prepare for Sergeant?
Sergeant's team defensive speed is excellent. We can get to the blocks, we can hit them, but they're so quick, they're like DBs at every position that can hit. So once you get a block on and they come off of you, you got to be through there. And if you're not through there, they're going to be making you get short gains.
Is that the team that defended Sean Campbell the best this year and your entire running game?
First half, Loomis did an excellent job, aside from the first play. But, yeah, they didn't do a bad job. We were able to open it up with some other people. Tate Shaft, I think, had a great night, and Garrett Reese. So we were able to open it up and throw on them. We have a definite mismatch in size and height and everything, throwing the ball on Sergeant. But, they're just a solid, fundamental team. Colesville does an excellent job. Those guys aren't going to make any mistakes. They're going to get lined up where they need to, and they're going to do what they have to do.
And finally, before we let you get to the locker room here, I know some of the fans are probably already on their way to get ready for volleyball tonight, so it's a long day for Pleasanton, and maybe they can make it a doubleheader sweep. But Lucas Mills had been out. Tate Shapto still is. And Lucas played very well today, had the pick six, and made some nice tackles in there. Will Tate be back next week, or do we know yet?
That's still on the scene. We don't know about on Tate, but we just got to get those kids ready. Last week we had Brady Darby stepped in, Caden Zwiener stepped in, and today Jason Nichols stepped in, played an excellent job. So, for the future it looks bright. We got three kids that can step up and play that spot. It's just get them the confidence through experience, and hopefully they can play at Tate's level.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get out of here, and we'll see you over at the volleyball match tonight and next Tuesday at your place, 6 o'clock.
Okay, see you, Doc.
Ricky Westland, they win it this afternoon at Loomis by a score of 45-0. And we'll wrap it up right after this on the Michigo Sports Postgame Show.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Well, that wraps things up for us here on the Michigo Sports Postgame Show. Michigo Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See if before the games begin, they're open 7 days a week, including late night tonight. So if you get a chance, slip in and see Steve and the gang at Michigo Sports. They've got great deals for you. For our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson and Tony Davis, I'm Doug Dudas saying, don't forget, we've got high school volleyball on KKPR-FM Classic Hits 98.9 tonight. It is going to be Pleasanton playing for a trip to state against Greeley-Wallback in St. Paul at 8 o'clock. Shelton and Alma tomorrow night. That game is at Elm Creek. They'll play at 7 o'clock tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. Kearney Catholic plays Shadron. That game is in Ogallala. 7:30 will be the coverage for that contest. For football, Adams Central at Gehring tomorrow, 12:30 a.m. is the radio station, and the kickoff is at 2:30 in the afternoon. Grand Island, best of luck to the Islanders at home tomorrow night, 7 o'clock against Elkhorn. Any of the games that are on our stations, you can always hear on the web at kkpr.com or espnsuperstation.com. Also, tonight, Bertrand Ansley Volleyball. There you go. They're playing over at Elm Creek at 7 o'clock. Best of luck to Silver Lake tonight as well as they are playing Meridian Sutton Sandy Creek Volleyball. The Breeze, 94.5 FM tonight. And don't forget Hastings St. Cecilia. They're going to try and knock off unbeaten and top-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic. We will wrap it up from here. The final score, Pleasanton 45, Loomis nothing. Offensively, Sean Campbell, 209 yards and 5 touchdowns. They will host Sargent at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. We'll have the game for you on Classic Hits 98.9. Till then, Doug Duda for Tony Davis saying thanks for joining us and good afternoon from Loomis.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.